participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello. Oh, your microphone wasn't on.
Mine was on the whole time. I was just waiting for you guys.
I was here.
I know you were here.
I was coming. I just didn't have my headphones.
You were here. You were here. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. I was here, just didn't have my headphones on. But, you know, really, to be prepared, you have to... Headphones on.
Yeah.
Microphone in position so you don't hear any of this. Kind of a sneak...
Well, we like that.
259. That's when we hit the air. Right, Ryan?
Seacrest. Out. Seacrest. Seacrest out.
Seacrest out.
Right.
Seacrest out.
Yeah.
Seacrest out.
Yeah.
Seacrest. Right. Out. Faggots! You know, it's probably going to be one of these weeks.
What's wrong with your microphone?
I mean, I don't
right?
like to say that the first 60 seconds of my experience in this studio has anything to do with the rest of my week, but right now, every tiny little thing that involves... Hey. Me, personally?
Hey, Tiger, what's going on?
I'm having a little meltdown.
What's wrong with your microphone?
Well, I was late. You know I was late. I'm later than I normally was. Not late getting here. Actually, I was early today. Much earlier than I normally get to the office. But I came in and I was late for the pre-show. I was sitting here and I just was tardy.
But what's wrong with your microphone?
It fell apart.
Can you put them on three for a second?
It fell apart.
No. Can you just fix it when it's on, too?
Yeah.
Well, you have to unplug it to do it.
You have to unplug it?
All right,
good.
Unplug
the
phone. There he goes.
Listen, fortunately, I'm ready for this while Mike's fixing his microphone.
You have jokes?
No, some off-the-comment remarks. Off-the-cuff remarks, Buzz. Which are not scripted. They're just comments. Right. Just comments. Let me just stop and think for a moment about today's headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, reflection, if you will.
Reflect on the news.
Ah, now it's coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. A Greenpeace protester dressed like Ronald McDonald was arrested during a demonstration in New Zealand.
That's Greenpeace, Mr. Shannon.
He is trying to raise McBail.
Oh, man.
President Bush's job approval rating has hit the lowest level of his presidency. In fact, if the election were held today, Bush would lose to LaToya London.
Oh, God. Wow.
How about some more Ryan Seacrest?
Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. Yeah. Seacrest, out. See you guys. Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. Seacrest.
You see?
Out.
See?
Mm-hmm. There he is.
See?
Mm-hmm.
He's a creative boy, isn't he?
Very different. Hot. Almost different every time.
Almost. Buzz, almost.
Shades
different.
Of difference.
Almost mm-hmm. different every
Seacrest.
Time.
Seacrest. Mm-hmm. Out.
One.
Seacrest. Out.
Two.
Seacrest. Out.
Three.
Seacrest. Out.
Four.
See you guys. Seacrest. Out.
See you guys. Five.
Mm-hmm. Out.
Six.
Seacrest. Out.
Seven.
Seacrest. Out.
Eight.
Seacrest. Out.
Nine.
Seacrest. Out.
Yeah.
He knew this was going to happen when he did that.
He has so
that
much
little
talent.
Pretty boy genius.
Sure he did.
That little pretty boy self-marketing genii.
Mm-hmm. Out! All right, see you guys. Faggot! Out!
Yeah, now you're doing it a little differently with the out.
Oh, this is Joe at NASCAR.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Here I am. I don't know if you can even hear me. I'm outside the DeWalt pit, the DeWalt garage, and this is the DeWalt guy's car's motor test.
That'd be cool.
You sound thirsty.
Thirsty, boogity, boogity.
God. He's thirsty.
So we sent Joe to the NASCAR race Saturday
great.
Night in Richmond.
Great, very cool.
As far as I can tell now, I've not heard the tape. I enjoy listening to the tapes with you guys. But what I've heard, thank you, Joe was only able to get, I think, 7, 8, or 9 interviews, which would be fine. Mm-hmm. But the reason that he wasn't able to get any more tapes was... We get this from Joe, then we'll start the show. His problem with the batteries and the heat.
Okay.
According to Joe.
Hello.
So what happened with the batteries?
I guess they just got overheated. They went, the tape deck wasn't working right.
The batteries got overheated.
They got overheated. I've never heard of that either.
No, you know, but of course, I want to say this. Last week, I had not heard of a car that didn't need an oil change for 20,000 miles either.
You can learn something every day. Go into life with an open mind.
Mm-hmm. You know what Joe did this weekend? He tricked me.
Oh, he tricked Rob good.
He called me at about 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, which is very rare to get a home call from Joe, so naturally I was excited. Mm-hmm. I said, Joe, how is NASCAR? He said, I just got out of jail. And I thought...
and you bit it hook, line, and sinker,
I mean,
yes.
Fight the odds, wouldn't you? It turned out he didn't serve any hard time.
Oh, okay. That's too bad.
Welcome back, Joe, in one piece.
Thank you.
So, Joe, again, the theory with the batteries, and we'll play the tape in a couple of minutes on the show here of your interview with NASCAR people. How do you think the interviews were received?
It all went pretty well, and I was telling Rob yesterday that as I was doing them, I really wasn't too happy, but once I listened to them during the editing yesterday, I got quite a few chuckles out of it.
All right, good.
Okay,
if you do say so yourself.
And the problem with the batteries, again, was...
Overheating, I guess. Those are the same batteries that have been in there for my last few interviews. And I had more batteries in the truck, but by the time I got back to the truck, I was exhausted. I must have walked 10 miles.
Wow. Wow. That's something else, Joe. But, you know, as you told me before the show, you were overwhelmed with the experience of NASCAR, right?
Yes, yes. And did you know that there are 26 teeth in your head?
Joe,
13 on the top and 13 on the bottom.
Joe, you concern me. You know you don't drive a truck, right?
Right.
You said you had batteries in the truck?
Yeah.
Okay. What truck were you driving?
The Jeep.
Oh.
The Jeep is a truck.
Which he sometimes...
You know, you let him have that. Like, it's like when people who live in apartments, I used to do this, would always say, come over to my house.
Yeah.
You know, okay. It's not a house. It's an apartment,
but it's your house.
The Jeep. Perhaps Joe's brain had overheated.
Figure of speech.
This is Dom, when we're doing the show, this is our house.
And,
H-A-U-S.
Umlaut.
Rob, that would be your house.
That's right. You come on to my house. I'm going to give you candy.
Your house.
And Joe, you like that vodka, huh?
Yeah, how about that effing vodka?
And that's the brand name.
EFFEN.
They should send a case of it, for goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. Joe was telling me before the show. It's wonderful. Joe works his way around to talk to everybody.
Right.
My Joe moment was, he said, that vodka was so good. Tracy and I had to take a nap.
That is good vodka.
Wow.
I came up with an odd concept.
Was that you on the show for the first 5 minutes? What? What is the concept?
Well, when I was drinking that vodka, it seemed weird to me that as humans, we live in these little boxes we call houses. I mean, really, all they are shows.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Hey now. Mike Show. Hey now.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Joe.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't even know what he was saying. Something about when you live in a... We live in a house and...
I think maybe that effing vodka is still affecting him.
Oh, hi, Julia.
Yo.
Hi, honey. Hi,
Julia.
There you go.
The true story, he was a neo-Nazi, the one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of faith, his soul torn apart, your discretion advised.
And as humans, we live in these little boxes.
That's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cicada Infestation Station.
They're here.
And all the ships at sea, and this you should not do. You should not ignore Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah,
do not ignore us. At your own peril. If you ignore us. Hi, Julia. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday.
Monday.
05-17-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
And this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal.
Right.
He's a... Should not say he's Jacko.
He's not Jacko.
Jacko.
Don and Mike Show on this Monday, May 17, at 4. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada. Please be calling 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. as always on WJFK 202-432-1067.
Seacrest, out! Seacrest!
You know, if you just give me a moment, every once in a while, I'm going to play this just to kind of refocus myself.
I understand.
Okay? You know, I don't think it's wrong for one broadcaster to say, there's another broadcaster who's a big influence in your life.
Inspires you.
But there's another broadcaster that you're emulating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That everybody had, you know, when you're a kid and you're pretending you're hitting baseballs,
mm-hmm.
who'd you pretend you were? You know?
Hank Greenberg.
And with me, it was Sandy Koufax.
Just the way we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, it was, well, we limit half the field right away.
Right. Well.
3/4 of the field right away. We got to go back to the olden days with Rob when it was all white all the time.
Warren Spahn.
Warren Spahn.
But, that's Spahn.
But either way, you know, I don't mind telling you, this cat is influencing me.
Seacrest, out.
Yeah.
Seacrest, out. See you guys, Seacrest, out!
You know what, it's motivation. It's just motivation for me to do a great
for you to be good, to make yourself better.
Yeah.
Seacrest, out! Seacrest, out!
Such a tremendous range.
I got a guy in California who's sending us a tape this week of Ryan Seacrest's DJ show.
Oh, very good.
Which is allegedly very funny to listen to because he's very awful being a DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Could you choose a favorite one of those? I know I couldn't.
I think mine has to be...
I like to see you guys.
Yeah, I would say the same, Mike.
Because he adds that ad lib because he's always giving.
I love the quiet one. I think it's the fourth one in.
Because he tossed it out.
There's a somber one where his voice is lower. That's my favorite.
But here's
that's
the amazing thing, and this is why, you know, you can take something that somebody else does, use them as your mentor, and then make it better. Because you're Donnie and D-O-N-I mm-hmm. out. You take the O-U-T and make it into just an incredible word.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie. Out! Faggot! Out!
See?
Out!
See how he does that?
Like, ow.
Seacrest! Out! Seacrest! Out!
Two.
Seacrest! Out! Seacrest! Out! See you guys! Seacrest! Out!
All right, that one's Mike's favorite.
Yeah.
See you guys! Seacrest!
Yeah. Out! Seacrest! Out!
That one yours?
I think there's another one that I like.
Seacrest! Out!
That's mine.
The low-key one? Yeah. Both Rob and Buzz like that one. Yeah.
Seacrest! Out! Seacrest! Out!
I'll take the last one,
mm-hmm.
because there's a dramatic pause. It's Seacrest.
Hard to choose.
Out!
And mine, I'm taking two of my influences. Of course, like Don, Ryan Seacrest is an influence every day of my life. But there's a local broadcaster here who I've always idolized. And I combine the two. So mine goes, Mikey, out! And that, of course, is Arch Campbell over at Channel 4.
Yeah.
But then, you know, asking to choose your favorite sign-off, isn't that like choosing a favorite child?
Yes, it is, Rob.
I mean, they're all so great.
All of our Ryans are so great.
What
all
a hump.
All of our little Seacrests.
Thanksgiving.
Anyway, that's Ryan Seacrest, everybody.
Sure
and,
is.
And we're nothing like him. I'm sad to say the closest we have to Ryan Seacrest is Buzz.
Yep.
And Buzz is 50 and dyes his hair and works out every day and lifts weights and eats his eggs. Do you have your egg there, Buzz?
I do, but I do not dye my hair.
He is a walking riddle. He is
riddle.
He's Mr.
Enigma.
Edward Nigma mm-hmm. because he's got his...
You don't dye your hair. And we won't say that anymore. I don't think that's fair. Well, suffice to say you take the gray out.
No, I don't do that either.
Come
look at my hair.
No, he doesn't. He colors it.
I don't do
he
that.
Oh, I think he Grecians it.
No, I think he...
Well, but isn't that coloring it, really?
Yeah, well, no.
None of the above.
Grecian would be to take the gray out.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he does do that, but then how do you explain that big yellow streak that he's got?
Mm-hmm. The blonde highlight?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the word, Mike. That's what I'm looking for, highlight.
Oh, the hair is lighter than it was 2 years
ago. Just plain fashionable.
You mean the big Bride of Frankenstein streak down the center of his head?
Sure. Yeah, like Lily Munster.
Exactly.
That's what he's got going.
He kind of looks like Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, you know what I think is really important?
Let's give him something to talk about.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yes, exactly.
Buzz would be the closest we have to someone on this show who's hip. And look at him, for God's sake.
Somebody who's stylish.
He's barely able to...
You and me.
Barely able to pull himself in and come to work every day, yet he is the man.
This, you know, today I'm as sloppy today as I come to work ever.
Summer, you're
wearing. It's the heat, and we're allowed because we're DJs, right?
Gorgeous.
Thank you. Right back at
you're
you.
Gorgeous.
You're
today.
But you're you know what you are? You're poolside casual. You're upscale cash today. I really look like, you know, that I could stumble out of somebody's dorm.
You're fine.
But he has a tremendous selection of wonderful cabana wear that he treats us to all summer.
Now, I can only see. I can only
the
see shorts the, top of the,
match. The shorts don't match. I would never be like.
I think we should all get cabana outfits.
Do you know
sure.
I was watching?
Harry Cloth?
Was that watching? Was, who's, is it Funkmaster Flex that has the car show?
I believe so, yeah.
Anyway, I'm watching the car show with the rapper this weekend.
Right.
And he comes out, and he's got... Now, why
Which one is it? Was it Pimp Your Ride?
I don't know.
One of my favorites.
It was on channel 325, whatever okay. that one is. Mm-hmm. The guy comes out, and he's got, like, I have a Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirt on that. It's
very nice.
Like, low radiance Hawaiian.
Yeah, like Drab Olive with a black print. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Givenchy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ryan. But he not only would have a shirt like that, his shirt was much more flamboyant.
Right.
He had the matching shorts, which go down, like, to his knees.
That's a cabana. I don't care where the shorts go. That's a cabana outfit.
Oh, you bet it is.
You might not call it a cabana outfit, but that is a cabana outfit.
That's an old man outfit.
Right.
And this is a relatively young man who's, you know, tricking out cars. Right. And then the look that I absolutely couldn't get was with this. He had on knee socks.
Yeah.
Knee socks.
There you go.
Baby.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you think that's, it's that outcast influence where they kind of, it's like retro nerd. You know, yeah, with the knee socks, right. The, you know, the bow ties, the sweaters, it's now, a strange
there's,
look.
There's an even a weirder one. What's the guy's name? I want to say Kwame, but that's not his name. I think of Kwame Brown, the basketball player.
Right.
It's Kwame or Kwame. I don't know who the guy is. My kid's in love with him, and I'm hearing his songs always, and I'm seeing pictures of him now. My son says, Dad, this is the guy. And he's a rapper, and he wears pink polo shirts.
Okay.
And he has like a Louis Vuitton bag that he wears on his back. It's like a Louis Vuitton backpack.
Really?
For a 5-year-old girl. And he wears it on stage.
That's what he carries his stuff in.
I guess it's his kit.
I like it. You know what I like about it? I like it because it is something original and it's something different.
Something different.
And you're getting these looks, and I think it's good. And for a long time, it's been there's been a holding pattern.
I've always advocated we need a work uniform around here. Enough with this.
And I think during the summer, the cabana outfits would work with the matching Hawaiian shirts and pants. Sure.
What have I always told you about uniforms? That's how you get efficient workmen.
Absolutely.
Uniform.
I can't argue with there. I have to ask you, speaking of uniforms,
yeah.
I know this is on your wheelhouse. Did you ever watch that Showtime show about Hitler being gay?
No, I never did. I don't take Showtime.
Okay, I watched it.
How was it?
I was going to tell you a couple of weeks ago, I watched
get the
it.
Showtime. I don't take the Showtime.
I watched it, and they were saying, they were showing like the propaganda films, the homoerotic propaganda films that Hitler had, where he would show like the young Nazis shaving each other and bathing each other.
Well, the films of Lenny Riefenstahl, who created all those documentaries.
Olympia.
Triumph of the Will, which are a big one. And really, I mean...
How Hitler was so into the fashion.
They were very, you know, when you show those guys diving, you know, those topless men diving. Yeah,
queer eye for the hateful guy.
Right.
And Hitler loved the goose-stepping outfit.
Yeah.
He designed them and fell.
Love the uniforms.
He sure did. Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on, we got some help here with this rapper. Hello, Gordon.
Hey, what's up? It's Kanye.
Hi. Well, what's his name?
Kanye. Kanye West.
Kanye West. That's the guy. That's the guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, my kid loves his music, and now I'm seeing pictures of him.
You going to start dressing like Kanye?
Not a chance. I mean, really.
I like the knee sock.
Like, perfect. No, it was Grandmaster, what's his name?
Grandmaster Funk from
Flex.
The Cars.
From the car.
Flex.
Yes, who had the knee socks on with the cabana outfit. This is the guy that wears pink polo shirts with a collar up. And then has the Louis Vuitton girl's bag on his back, like the backpack.
How about you create something completely new, and we could make that our uniform. This is the idea I have for this, okay?
Right.
From the waist up, we wear Western shirts, with the leather John Wayne vest. You know, that same color that he wore in all his movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the waist up. Then from the waist down, colonial pants with buckled shoes. Like they wore in 1776.
Okay.
Compromise. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Compromise.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you can modify it.
Because it's summer?
Right. Yeah.
How about, I like the colonial pants. I like the shoes with the buckles.
Thank you.
How about shirtless?
Okay, yeah.
It's summertime.
Sure.
Or how about a Chippendales look?
Okay. But not with the bow tie, with just maybe an ascot.
Okay. Or if you wanted to wear a string tie.
Uh-huh.
Or one of those
or a dickie.
Well...
Maybe how about turtleneck dickies with the shirts off?
Mike, you can't have a dickie when it's hot outside.
Yeah.
You'll want him in a few,
but if it was
you'll
just
want to
your
take
neck.
That dickie off, though.
It was just your neck.
You got that dickie on your neck, and it's hot. Every time you're going to be reaching up, people are going to be, boy, you're touching that dickie all the time.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Get your hands off that dickie.
Don't touch that dickie.
Don't touch that dickie. The weekend that I had was a pleasant one.
Good.
I'll tell you why it was so goddamn enjoyably pleasant, because I know that my wife was getting filled with nonsense that will make her happy for at least the next 3 to 4 days. Because that's how it works when you're married. If your wife, your husband is happy for 3 or 4 days at a crack, that's it. It was some cuckoo meditation weekend.
Cuckoo!
In North Carolina. Don't know much about it.
Yoo-hoo!
All I know is that I would hate it because there were no televisions.
Right.
You had to go on hikes. You had to spend long periods of time reflecting on your life and blah, blah. You know,
did she come back with it with like a shaved head and a sari or anything like
no,
that?
No, she came back, and the first thing she said was, did you TiVo Frasier?
Welcome back to the room. Interesting.
Yeah, Frasier. Frasier's been TiVo'd. You were here Thursday. She said, oh, I know, but did you TiVo it? It's like, okay, honey. That, you know, the two things that she got out of this weekend, this retreat, this meditation, were she wanted to see Frasier, and she still wants a new car.
Oh, really?
She still wants a new car.
So the retreat didn't get that out of her system?
No, it didn't. And she's working today, so I'm not going to call her at work. But maybe tomorrow, I'll call her and get a double team going on her with my son. Although, I might not be able to get my son on the show because, thank God, he's working, too.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And is that great? You know, no longer do I have to wake this kid up. And he didn't sleep till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon anymore. He's waking up on his own now at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the weekend. You know why? Because he's got to get his ass out of bed.
Yeah.
Go to his job.
Yeah.
Get his money to do his stuff with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm loving him.
Excellent.
He's the man. He's the guy.
He's getting it done.
And last night he was beautiful with my wife. My wife, who had just gotten back from this, whatever this new age bunk retreat is that she had gone to. I'm sure she thinks very highly of you.
I'm sure.
I just thought it was...
Now, is that a new age bunk retreat? Were they sleep in bunks, or are you saying you were not thrilled with the content of the retreat and you were considering it bunk?
They sleep in wonderful, wonderful, big cotton mattresses.
Feather beds?
Yeah, feather beds.
Uh-huh. Four posters.
There are no TVs, though, because TVs are evil.
Yes.
But she comes back, and last night we're talking about the car thing, and my boy says to her, she's on the web, and my boy says, you know what you really need, Mom? Look at this. And he starts doing the thing like this. Because she's talking about, like, a Toyota Prius, you know, a car that's good on gas. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a waiting list for, I don't know how long to get it. Bart says, hey, look, here's a picture. You know what all the celebrities are driving? The Ford Focus.
Oh.
And Buzz, that was kind of her response.
Yeah.
And then he pulled up a picture, like, of Gwyneth Paltrow in a Ford Focus. And
wow.
A bunch of other people in Ford Focuses.
Can't be the one I drove.
And I remember you had that one.
Oh man,
I
had several. You
but
know,
that one
my wife wrecked my car, and then I had the rental cars
for a month. That was the worst one you had.
In my opinion, that was the worst one. Now I'm sure it was a stripped down model, but it really was a piece of crap on wheels.
I think they probably put them in the Academy Awards gift basket, so everybody got one.
It's free.
Can't
imagine you have trouble with a Ford.
Yeah, imagine that.
So he's arguing with her about it, and she's saying, well, if Gwyneth Paltrow has one, I'm sure she has some other car that's nice. And, and I love the dynamic that it's my kid arguing with my wife, and my kid is arguing my position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having to do any of the arguing.
Right.
I'm just watching it. So we'll see what happens. Now it's between my wife and my son. Two other things that happened to me over this weekend. One was that we got awful thunderstorms on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And my dog, Colonel Clink, the German Shepherd, reacts badly to thunderstorms. I think we've talked about this before. Lots of dogs
right.
do. He really flips out.
Yeah, they get freaked out.
To the point where he will not... When I was going to the bathroom on Saturday night, he was scratching at the door...
To get into the bathroom.
To get into the John.
Wow.
He was so flipped out because it was thunder and lightning. We go upstairs. Normally, he sleeps downstairs with the other dogs. Now he comes upstairs... Gets into bed with me because Frida's still at this retreat thing, which is, you know, fine. He, although he's
God, at one point I said, what do I have to do to get away from all of the clingy people in my life? You know, I mean, at this point, my wife's out of town, my kid is working, it's Saturday night, I'm in bed at 10 o'clock on Saturday night, because that's, you know, that's me. Drink alone, watch some TV. All I want to do is chill out. I got my...
We call that life in the fast lane.
I got my big 85-pound German Shepherd in bed with me. And not only is he absolutely hogging the whole bed, and I feel awful for him because he's actually shaking.
Is he doing that panting thing where he drools?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So it just continues, and I go to sleep, and I swear to Christ, I woke up at 3 a.m., and I realized that I was on the wet spot.
Ah! God, where he'd been drooling?
No.
Where he peed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But you don't think that's a fun exercise?
Oh, my God.
Because it's that thing. It's 3 o'clock, and I roll over, and it's,
God.
I feel like, because, you know, remember, Frida still in this retreat, so it's just me in the bed with the dog.
Man, that can't be pleasant.
I roll over, and it's like, oh, my shoulder, I feel, oh, it's wet. Yuck. Ugh. And my first thought was, I drooled.
Yeah,
and, right?
Until you inhaled.
So I roll over, and I do put my, I go right there, I go, and then I jump up and I turn the lights on. It's 3 in the morning.
So that would mean that he had to have, you know, certain parts up near your face.
Yes.
That's when that happened.
Because,
until you're asleep.
And I realize why, because I had moved him to head to toe. Because when he was laying directly next to me, I was getting that.
The panting. Which would keep you up all night.
So I finally had to just, I was saying to him, listen, Clinky, Daddy loves you. You could be okay in the thunderstorm. You just got to lay down here by my feet. Come here. Put your butt up here. Put your butt up here. That's a good boy. Good boy. So I'm laying and he's laying it. And then 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, I'm stripping all the sheets off the bed. Wet all the way down to the mattress.
Oh, my God.
All the,
when you're contemplating getting the new mattress.
All the way. Now, getting the new dog is what I'm contemplating. But it worked out okay because I love him on Sunday. I know I used to talk a lot about this GNC store in Reston, Virginia, that I used to go to. I used to be in the shake.
Surprised they don't send you free products.
Well, I used to be in the shake business. I'm not on the shake thing now. I'm on this different. Everybody's on some combination thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is working for me. You know, eating some protein, eating some carbs, watching what I eat, working out, doing all that crap you're supposed to do.
I'm trying a new one myself that I recommend highly to people.
And what is that?
Whole chickens and waffles.
So, I gotta get some, power bars. So I'm over at the, here's a shock, I'm at the liquor store. And right next to the liquor store, there's the GNC place. You know, which to me, again...
When you're going
to
load up on the liquor, you might as well get some vitamins.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seems to me to be bad planning on their part. Although,
really.
I guess it works out.
Do you know that my GNC in my town is next
to the liquor store?
Next door to the ABC store.
So
really?
Yeah.
Now this
was there some sort of conspiracy?
Apparently, that works out that way. The lease deal.
This is the guy. Remember that I'd gone in when I used to buy the shakes... I would go in and I would say, I would have the box of like 48 of these vanilla shakes, the powder that you put into the blender. And the guy would always say to me, you know, those are all vanilla. I say, I know, you could have chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, you know that. I mean, the guy always had and the guy just...
Same guy?
Yeah, same guy, same old guy, just pissed me off. I haven't been in there for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think, should I go in to get the power bars? What the hell, I'll go in. He probably's not there.
Yeah.
I walk in. He, right away, Saturday afternoon, there's eye contact. I walk in, I go, how you doing? Now, this is why this old guy is a piece of work. I have been feuding with this guy for over a year.
Right.
To where he's told me, I mean, we've been through stuff where he's told me to get out of the store before. I've told him that I don't like him. Mm-hmm. I don't like him pushing the GNC gold card on me. I don't like him telling me.
He kicked you out of his store?
Yes, one time he did. He asked me to leave.
Like, because you were being nasty?
It was something about the radio and something about, I don't, you know.
Something you'd said.
I don't even remember. There have been so many run-ins.
I'd like you to leave.
Anyway, he doesn't remember me is what I'm realizing when I walk into the store.
Excellent.
He goes, how you doing? And I'm thinking it's going to be a fight. And I go, I'm doing just fine, sir. How you doing? He says, I'm doing fine. What can I help you with? I said, don't think I need any help. Just need the box with the bars.
Right, this is how it starts, right?
He comes over.
I'm going to be okay here.
He comes over and he stands by me and he says, is that the one you want? It's like it's starting all over again. Yeah. And I said, yep, these are the ones I want. I know exactly what I want. We can go right up to the counter. Let's come on. I got stuff I got to do. I mean, I'm being pleasant about it.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the counter. He's ringing me up, and he says, so, how long you been living out here? And I said, oh, gosh, in Virginia? I don't know, 12 or 13 years. Lived in the area almost my whole life. The guy says, my name's John. Puts out his hand. What's that, his hand?
Your new friend.
I say, hi, I'm
Michael Soares.
Hey, I'm Mike. How you doing? The whole time I'm looking at the guy like...
You might remember me. I'm somewhat of a famous radio person.
I don't think that's why, but I think you would think he would remember someone who really I've had encounters
with. Well, how old would you guesstimate him to be?
Early 60s. Early 60s. Mm-hmm. So then he's, you know, how long, no, Rob, this is,
Don, baby, how's it going?
That's late 70s.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, how long?
So you didn't have any evidence that maybe the Heimers had taken hold.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Right.
That's why I'm wondering, because.
The Heimers hadn't, you know.
There's no way that that guy doesn't have Reagan and not remember me. The biggest pain in the ass that ever walked through the...
So you think maybe he's looking at it as an opportunity to start afresh?
No, I think that he doesn't remember
he's
who
forgotten.
I am.
He sees a lot of customers all the time. Time has passed.
No, but I'm a special customer. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those...
you're special, but do you think... Well, what do you think it is then?
I think he's got Alzheimer's.
You think he's beeped out?
I think he's got Alzheimer's.
Wow. That could work to your advantage or disadvantage.
And I just want to let anybody know that if you go to the GNC in Reston, very good chance you could probably get your items at half price. Because I'm pretty sure the clerk has got Alzheimer's.
Well, and he seems to just like to have personal contact with all of his customers.
He loves it, and that's one of the things that I didn't like, because I liked going in and buying this stuff, and he wanted to come over and talk and always try to sell me something else and tell me why what I had wasn't good. And what.
Ask them if they have self-checkout, like the grocery stores.
Oh, is that fantastic?
Mm-hmm.
Except here's the
I
only,
hate it. I don't do it.
I love it, except here's the only problem I don't like.
I don't like it because I'm lazy.
Here's what I don't like with the self-checkout, and I love it. And I'm lazy, but I love it. I love going and scanning it myself and putting it in the bag. But the problem is, even when you're done, it says you still got to go see the teller lady.
Yeah, if you have some discrepancy.
No, on any case, they have to check.
No, I've not gone in and out of gone in and out of those automatic ones and zipped right through.
Maybe it's the one that I've gone to that is the automatic. The automatic one that I've gone to is a Food Lion.
Yeah, that's a convenience store.
Mike, I know. Listen, I say that with a bit of shame. I'd like to.
Well, we've all been close to a Food Lion. So,
I'd like to throw it out there. As
you always have to pay, right, through a teller? I mean, you check yourself.
You can put your credit card or you can put your cash in a little machine that has.
Are you sure this just wasn't a regular register that was unattended?
So here's the thing. At least at the Food Lion that I've gone to where you do this, you get the stuff and you. Beep, 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 beep. You scan it. You put it in the bag.
You didn't buy any meat there, did you?
The bag. Food Lion. I remember, and I never
kidding.
Do, Mike.
I'm kidding.
Never forget.
Right, right.
Food Lion. Remember that. Bleached food. Remember that. I still go there.
That was the big documentary they had years ago.
And I don't buy my meat there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you go through, you beep, 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 and then it says, okay, is this amount okay? And you press yes, and then it says, please see teller.
Really?
Because you have to go to the woman at the very end who gives you the slip. She makes sure that all the stuff in your bag, it's like when you go to Costco.
Right.
Make sure that all the stuff in your bag is the stuff that you really bought. And then that's where you have to sign the slip,
right,
to leave.
No, see, I always go through and I can pay for the half of the groceries that I'm actually scanning. And then the other half I take out to my car, the turkeys.
hundreds of turkeys.
You know, just like, oh no, these are paid for. No problem. Nothing wrong here. Scan them all.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to keep moving.
The turkeys are right on top of the roast.
Keep it moving. Listen, we got a break. We got plenty more weekend stuff to get through. We have Joe at NASCAR.
Yeah.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don, Joe Theismann. How you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in the Super Bowl?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, that was...
Buddy?
1986.
You ever been in one?
Here we are. Not yet, Mike. Still haven't. That was 1986. Here we are. 14 years later. Joe Theismann. Has he changed his tune?
Don, Mike, both of you. Idiots.
You know, some things are very consistent.
Right.
Relationship now with operating Joe. With a seven-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
It was good he was calling from his farm.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's funny. After all these years, something just jumps out at you again. And I'm sitting here at my farm.
Telling you flat square out. I love your program in the morning.
The Rancher Theismann.
And then the best put down ever.
Uh-huh.
You ever been in a Super Bowl?
And yeah. Nothing. You can't come back to that.
There is no comeback.
Ow! There is no retort to that.
No, mm-hmm. I have not ever been in a Super Bowl, Joe Theismann. Joe Theismann. enough on Joe. We could do an entire show talking about Joe Theismann.
I think we're long overdue having Joe on the show. Mm-hmm. And not to talk about football, just to have one of those deals where we ask Joe a question and...
He goes forever?
You know, the last time I saw him, I told you what he said, didn't
right.
I? I saw him, I said, so how you doing? And he said, hey, Mike, if I could die and come back as me, I would.
that's
good. All right, thanks. Hey.
When we used to have him on...
Yeah, that's what I did, Rob. Yeah. I made that gesture as he was walking away.
When he was the quarterback for your Washington Redskins, he would come by and be on our show. And when we would ask him a question, we'd have to pretend like we were listening.
Yeah.
Because he would give even longer than my long-winded answers. But when he was on the phone, sometimes we'd ask him a question, and seriously, Mike and I would turn the microphones off.
Take our headphones off and walk out of the studio.
And leave the room. We would be standing in the other room. Our producer, Frank, would be going, you got to get back in there.
Well, we knew that it would be that he'd still be talking by the time we came
sure,
back in,
and he would.
And he knew this too. Mm-hmm. And we shared that joke with him later on, and he was a good sport about
it. He knew,
it.
And we knew. And this weekend, the other thing I wanted to mention: how about that rock hard tan? I watched the Smarty Jones race. I watched the Pimlico. You know, 5 hours of build-up. It's like having sex, really. 5 hours of build-up for less than 2 minutes.
Right.
Less than 2 minutes.
Right.
Smarty Jones wins. But the first thing that I noticed about this horse race, the Pimlico, was...
Right. The Preakness.
I'm sorry, the Preakness. Rock Hard 10. Yeah. To me, sounds like it could be the name of a movie that Buzz might give me.
Mm-hmm. I think
it
so.
Could be a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a title of a DVD.
I'll check.
And if you were watching before this horse race on Saturday, there was one horse that didn't want to go into his little stall.
Yeah, that's always tough for some horses.
And it was Rock Hard 10.
Really?
And boy, was he rock hard. Mm-hmm. It took about...
So that horse didn't want to enter the chute?
Rock Hard 10 did not want to enter the chute.
Wow.
He did not want to go in.
So that can really cause pandemonium.
Because
mm-hmm. Then all the other horses start getting skittish, and they throw their riders, and it's very dangerous.
Well, the guy who is riding this, the midget that's riding him, jumped off him
right.
at one point.
The midget.
So that all of the big guys could push him, and they're trying to explain this on
TV. The jockey actually had to dismount to get the horse into the...
Yes, he did.
Wow.
And they're trying to explain on TV why... this means that the horse might just be ready for a good day, or the horse might
be ready to explode out of the gate.
Might mm-hmm. be crazy. So what they're doing is, now they got 10 guys.
Trying to hold on to Rock Hard 10?
They got 10 guys. See, isn't the name great?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Isn't the name great?
I'm having fun with it already.
And nobody on TV ever alludes to the
Never
fact that, hey,
it.
This might be like a dirty name,
right,
Rock
right.
Hard 10.
Mm-hmm.
So... all they keep saying is, well, they're pushing on Rock Hard 10. They're pushing Rock Hard 10 from behind. Well, now they're grabbing Rock Hard 10 up by his head. That's what they're saying.
Right.
Because there was a guy that was up there by the horse's mouth.
Sure, the horse.
Grabbing onto the reins. Mm-hmm. And then they had a bunch of guys pushing Rock Hard 10 in from behind.
Did Rock Hard 10 ever relax?
He did not relax, Mike.
Wow. Okay.
He did not relax. He came out of the chute and... boy, was he on fire.
Really went nuts.
Rock Hard 10, absolutely rock hard.
Lunged forward?
Yeah. Smarty Jones, though, ended up pulling away.
Huh. Smarty.
Smarty.
Smarty Jones.
Smarty Jones. But Rock Hard 10 is funny. And the fact that he wouldn't get in his stall was funnier.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they on this, whatever this broadcast was on NBC, where they had all of their... intellectual sports guys. Bob Costas was there.
Yeah, for some reason, what do they call it? The sport of kings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
for whatever reason, they don't get schmucked like Al Michaels or Marv Albert or John Madden.
That was one of my favorite announcers. Was Bob Neumeier doing it, or is he a CBS guy? I don't know. I don't know who covers the Kentucky Derby, but Bob Neumeier is the guy that does horse racing.
Was it Tom Hammond?
Yeah, it usually is Tom Hammond out there.
There was a lot of that.
He's the guy that would love to say, Smarty Joe!
Smarty.
And they were trying to push this horse, and it's the funniest thing, because they're all trying to, on one hand, they're trying to portray this as, listen, the horse really wants to race.
Right.
The horse wants to race. Just because there are 10 grown men weighing 300 pounds each who could be playing in the NFL that are trying as hard as they can
to get the horse into the gate.
Push this horse into the gate. The horse really wants to run, and incidentally, there's nothing sexual and nothing funny about the name Rock Hard 10, even though because he's now slowed down the race by 15 minutes, we've had to say Rock Hard 10 about 1,000 times.
And then Rock Hard 10 doesn't even have the courtesy to win the race.
No, he came in second.
Wonderful.
He came in second.
Congratulations to Rock Hard 10.
And then I saw two commercials on TV that caught my eye this weekend. I hope that you're able to see them. One is a Preparation H commercial, and I can think of nobody who's a better spokesman. It's Don Zimmer.
Oh, you haven't seen that one?
I had never seen it.
Oh, that's been out for a year.
Well, I hadn't seen it.
Don Zimmer's been a spokesman. It might even be a new one that I... which one was the... Well, he's just talking about it and kind of looking uncomfortable on the bench.
This is one where he's... There's not a lot of talking.
Right.
It's Don Zimmer, obviously, is the bench coach. Not for the Yankees. He's got, like, generic uniform.
Right.
On.
Oh, okay.
But they show him sitting down and then standing up.
Yeah.
Sitting down.
Oh. So it's a rather graphic commercial on the subject matter. And I would assume they threw a suitcase or two of money at him to be able to do that.
Or maybe he was, just like that hair club for men. Yeah.
You think maybe he was just so enthused with the success of the product?
Yeah, what does the guy say? I like it so much. I'm not just a client.
I'm the president.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I could think of nobody better to describe him.
Or I'm not just the president, I'm a client.
Then,
or whatever the hell it is.
Don Zimmer.
For the endorsement, maybe he got a lifetime supply. Well, you would think that Don Zimmer probably has that problem.
Oh, of course.
Probably since he was a young man.
Since he was a baby.
I would assume so.
Pediatric hemorrhoids.
And then after the fight with Pedro Martinez, when he was thrown to the ground.
Oh, that's when they got
worse.
Angry.
Yes.
That's when they got angry and buy some new underpants. The other ad that I saw, which looks to me like Naked Girls, it's a product... I don't know how to describe the product. They're like jelly that... You remember jelly shoes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, these
clear plastic colored shoes.
These are jelly inserts that a girl puts in her bra or puts over her bosoms and then puts a shirt on, puts a gown on, something that not only... Listen, it's not only is it deceitful advertising, because it makes the bosom appear to be
larger than
when you
fuller.
Say deceitful, you mean the people that buy them are deceiving the male population.
Yeah, yeah. The guy who later peels this jello bra off the girl has to find out that it's not really what he thought.
Well, apparently those type of products are the rage now.
Well,
yeah.
And I know they are. I'm familiar with it. But the ad on TV that has a girl who looks like she might be a B cup.
Right.
She puts this thing on her boobs, and it looks like she's a C cup.
Because it really pushes up.
And at one point, she's topless. The only thing that she's got on is this skin-colored jelly bra that just covers up the business part of her bosoms, and it sticks right on.
Is this when you pulled the TV closer to you?
Sticks right on the bosom.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, how can they run this on TV? That if, in a moment of panic, I probably could have felt romantic
based on the content,
based on that commercial, and
that sounds like some commercial.
And the fact that
wonder
there are
how they make them stick.
That there are lots of Buzz.
They have to use adhesive,
and you have to put them back in the little goo containers after you wear them.
And they're washable. I've seen the commercial too. I've seen the one that actually has Don Zimmer in it.
He uses those too.
All over.
Right.
But what a great commercial!
I'm Don Zimmer for gel bra.
You know, I'm way behind the curve on the Zimmer one. Maybe because I don't watch baseball or anything.
The zipper.
But
that's Howard Cosell used to call Don Zimmer.
But
the
boy.
Zipper, because they called him Zipperhead because he had the you know that terrible brain injury.
No. And this he did.
That's why I said the Zipper. And Don Zimmer has been on the receiving. You know, I know a lot about baseball. Yeah. He's been on the receiving end of nicknames. Bill Lee called him Popeye for a while. Bill Lee called him the Gerbil. called him the Gerbil because Don Zimmer insisted that he shave his beard. Bill Lee got traded to Montreal and shaved his beard and mailed it back to the gerbil. So Don Zimmer's been in a lot of controversy.
The Zipper.
The Zipper is what Howard Cosell used to call him. There's the Zipper. Bill Lee shaving his beard off. And the Zipper with a terrible hemorrhoid problem.
That would be when he had, the hole in his brain. When they had to go
They always say, you know, they talk about him having a metal plate. He doesn't have a metal plate. He's got like a hole.
Don't we all?
He's got a hole, I think, where they... I think there's like just some sort of like...
was it a brain juice problem, like Charlie Pride?
It might have been, you know.
Was it
Pride, it was one of those things like... Have you ever seen...
That's the best scene, incidentally, in that movie, Master and Commander. If you watch the brain surgery part of that, that's my favorite part where they take a coin of the realm and the guy's got like a hole in his brain, he peels it back, and they put that there and then they sew him up and the guy's in a coma for 2 weeks, but then he comes out of it. Modern day brain surgery done on ship.
Wow. Have you ever seen the commercial for Tropicana where they take an orange and they ram a straw into it.
Uh-huh.
That's what they did with this guy, with Don Zimmer.
To drain off the extra troublesome brain juice.
The best way.
They just took one, and it was one of those straws, like in the Tropicana commercial, looked like a candy cane, except it's green and white. They just jammed it in his head, turned him upside down, and squeezed him.
Into his cup, and then whoever drank it got some of his knowledge.
All the brain juice. And got awful hemorrhoids.
Yes, awful hemorrhoids. That was the side effect. You never saw that coming.
No.
But check out this commercial. If you've not seen the commercial for the jelly bra.
Really?
Highly erotic.
Jelly bra.
Highly erotic. I did think. Oh, Mike, I wanted to ask you, I know that you have this, I don't want to call it a fetish, that you have with your daughters and going to parades.
I love parades.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
You're fanatical.
It's Mr. Fabulous to you, sir. It's Mr. When you're going to address me, call me Mr. Fabulous.
All right, well, Mr. Fabulous.
It wasn't me this weekend. It was Little Miss Fabulous who was in the... my daughter, my youngest, is on the cover of the local newspaper out in the Manassas area.
Very nice.
For she was just playing with her friend Sophia, who's another adorable kid, and they were playing at this Noakesville Day, and I was in the parade. I got to throw candy out myself, but I sat up in the truck. My daughters had face painted up like basset hounds for my buddy, because that's the name of his company, and it's called. Yeah, I'll give him a plug. I didn't do it last year. I'll do it this year. Bassett Homes, and they have one of the girls that works in their office dresses up as a basset hound. She's also my kid's babysitter. It's kind of like a mutual bunch of friends, and they sat on and you throw. It's a real. I mean, this parade is a tiny, tiny local hometown parade.
Sure.
But then we judged the Noakesville Idol contest.
Oh, that's
which
right.
The local talent show. And man, they streamlined it this year. It was Chris.
See, Chris.
Chris. Out. That's what I said, too. I said, O'Mara, out. They do it
out.
I think they do it on the back of the feed store. That's where the
sure.
That's where the stage is. The impromptu. I think it's the feed store.
Seacrest out.
Logan Dock would make a good stage.
Yeah, but they had a reporter out there from the local newspaper and took a picture of my youngest with her friend, and they're facing each other, and Elizabeth's growling at her friend. This was just a huge. Huge picture on the cover of this newspaper, and it was very exciting.
You should have your daughters throw Bassett puppies out to the crowd. Not candy.
That's a little tricky there. Yeah, I always think really when I'm throwing candy out and there are wheels and stuff, and you get the little ones that you know, you gotta definitely clear the truck before you throw the candy out. But do you know what I noticed? Really, this was the most unenergetic response to candy that I've ever seen. Either there was too much in the, being thrown out before we got there or what. I'm talking about little kids, 5-6-year-old kids, sitting on the curb, and you'd throw a handful of candy to them. And you know how when we were kids, you'd dash for it and scoop it all up?
Yeah.
And little 5- and 6-year-old kids that are sitting on the curb, and if the candy was 2 inches away from them, they wouldn't get they wouldn't pick it up. They'd just go, yeah, here you go.
You mentioned this last year, and this is a phenomenon that I don't know anything about, a parade. where you get candy thrown at.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, that's kind of the tradition of Mardi Gras, where they throw beads.
Right.
And there's certain parades where they throw candy. There are a lot of cities that don't let you do that. A lot of ordinances where you can't, you know, be...
I sound like Johnny Parade.
Yeah, Mr. Parade. But the candy, you know, you had the marching band. They had the local Brentsville High School marching band that was marching. And then they had the Noakesville. The cool thing was the Noakesville class of 1954, where they were all on a... They set up all these lawn chairs. Tom's giving me the thumbs up. Hey, this is Americana, man. This is it.
Right.
And they had them all set up in lawn chairs. Being towed by this truck. And then I did it with my new best buddy, Congressman Tom Davis, who's on the other side of the political sphere. But
he can't be your friend anymore, Mike.
Yeah, he is. He is my friend.
He can't be your friend anymore.
He knew my politics. He knew my politics.
Are his politics the same?
No, absolutely
then
not.
He cannot be your friend.
Don, this is America. You have to be able to communicate
Negative.
With people on both sides of the aisle.
Negative.
And I will point out to you that I remained steadfastly your friend when you were voting for President Bush.
Well, I only did that once.
How do you like that one? You ever been in a Super Bowl, buddy?
Yeah, I know. You know what? You will always have me on that.
Yes, I will.
And I voted for Bush one time.
Right.
One
stinking
time. Oh, and listen, you know, all of this wag the dog stuff continues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get all political on your ass. I just think it's funny that when the bad stuff comes out about Nick Berg,
right,
that's thrown out saying that maybe he had Al-Qaeda ties.
Right.
And now I'm reading today in the paper that the guy that turned all these guys in, people are saying he's a rat and he's a cheater and that he shouldn't have turned our guys in. Well, isn't it funny that all of a sudden there's a report by some guy in the New Yorker magazine where he says, hey, guess what? I got proof that Rumsfeld knew about all the stuff that was going on.
And now the big, big, big story, the very latest coming out of Iraq, is that the bomb that exploded today had sarin gas in it, sarin nerve agent.
Right.
And they're saying now, you know, and whoever did this report said, well, I guess now all those people that said there weren't
the
weapons of mass destruction, you can be quite, well, no. I mean, it's one piece of ordnance that they found out.
And if I'm not mistaken, isn't the guy that was going to be the president or something
That's
like
right.
that? Isn't that the guy that they...
That's the guy they took out. Mm-hmm.
The guy they took out today?
That's correct.
Mm. You know, you get to a point where you don't really know what you can believe on the news. You don't. You watch everything, and you just don't friggin' know.
All right, you don't know who's controlling what. You don't know what angle it's coming from. Who's got the agenda? You know, you've got CNN accused of being too liberal. You got Fox accused of being too conservative. You don't seem to have anybody in the middle. Everybody's saying, yeah, Buzz, yeah.
Oh.
Buzz, you ain't in the middle.
I guess.
Buzz,
no, right. You're not. Yeah. You're not in the middle.
All
Buzz,
right.
You're not. Hello, Chris. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Chris.
Hey there, Donnie with an I.
Hey, right, D-O-N-I. Thank you.
Hey, brother, I've seen that Jelly Bra commercial,
Right.
And, dude, there's some hot chicks in that commercial.
I told you.
Could you imagine, though, if you were to get intimate with one of them afterwards, and I'll be careful, the smell and or taste of the...
No, I'm not worried about the smell or the taste. Here's what I'm thinking.
I think if you make them like gummy bears, you're all set.
Yeah, they're washable.
It's advertising.
But, yes, absolutely. Imagine you're a guy. You're baby-stepping. You're doing everything you got to do. You get, like, how many dates does it take now? Three or four dates?
To get to that point?
Yeah.
It's up to three?
Any more than three.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be two or three.
All right, let's say it's, let's say that she's a whore. It's the first date. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. You've been with her.
Yeah.
You've bought her dinner. You've bought her drinks.
Yeah, but don't you think it'd be worse on the second date? Or and even worse on the third?
Yes.
Yeah, because you've
then you're like going, oh, man.
You've invested more time and more money, and you've spent all that time looking at
it. Man, I can't wait till I really want to see
it. And then when she disrobes, out come two big, gigantic hunks of silly putty.
But isn't that a tradition? Hasn't that been done since
cave
dwellers?
But, yeah. Mike, these are too realistic. This is not like a girl putting toilet tissue in her bra.
But it did the same thing in the day. Mm-hmm. It did the same. It's just a little more sophisticated.
And then you're facing the same dilemma that Pinto was in Animal House.
Yes. And I was just going to say that because that's the classic one where she, right before she passes out.
Leave her alone.
Go ahead. What a great scene.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for remembering the guy's name, too.
Pinto. Hello, Don and Mike. Chuck.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you.
I'm a professional clown, and I have to tell you this, Don. I just did
Hold on. You expect me not to hang up on you after you say that?
Right.
Hold on. Let me get some music for you. Wait a minute.
Professional clown. It's very, very gratifying to be speaking with someone who's one notch below us on the showbiz ladder.
Yeah, hey. I'm not a junior John Wayne Casey, if that's what you're thinking. But.
No, we're not. We're just saying we've always maintained that we know where we are in the ladder of showbiz.
Yeah, and we even give, you know, we've even got the guys that we think we're above are actually even one step above you because we say circus clowns.
You're a common clown.
I'm a birthday party clown, but I have to tell you, this weekend I did something I've never done before. I did a woman's retreat.
Really?
Yeah, it was called the Circle of Women, okay? And it was a magical journey into the realm of the inner child.
And what the hell do they need a clown for?
Well, I was the part. See, I'm constantly in my inner child, right? So they needed me to help them bring them in.
Do you regret giving up your amateur status?
Well, you know, I ran out of doing balloon animals and stuff for them, so I had these things. They're called zigzags, but not what you think about rolling on, right? They're massage things called zigzags.
Zigzags.
And I started massaging these.
What is your clown name?
It's a Chucko, and Buzz can find my website, chuckotheclown.com. Chuck O.H.
Okay, you got the plug out, for goodness sake.
Yeah,
okay.
I was talking to my dear friend Madonna out of the front desk, and she was...
The Madonna that works here, not the Madonna that's famous for, like,
famous
Vogue,
Madonna,
Vogue, Strike a Pose.
But our Madonna is just as famous as I... We were talking about the price of kids' parties and what, like, she was, you know, talking about being charged a fortune by a magician. What does a clown get now for an hour? What do you get for an hour?
Well, out here in California, typically with face painting, a magic show, and the balloon animals,
right?
It's $100.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Buzz went to his website.
Yeah, that's a great uniform you have there. Chucko.
Is that Chucko?
Mm-hmm.
You're
Thank
creepy.
You. No, I'm not creepy. I don't believe in it. I keep things very clean. I'm very straight, upstanding kind of guy. But, you know, sometimes my red nose
falls
off.
That's the Stephen King clown face. That's Pennywise.
You know, sometimes my red nose falls off. You know what I tell the kids?
What?
I feel like Michael Jackson, you know.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Chucko.
Bye-bye. What a great Sacramento clown.
Bye, Chucko.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's Jacko. All
right, he's not Jacko.
Why don't you call?
Why don't you call right now? We've been on the air for an hour, not taking very many calls.
Come on, Chucko.
How about a phone scan? And my money, the best clown ever. You remember when we had Yucko the Clown on from San Francisco?
Yep.
Yucko.
I don't think we could have him on anymore.
No,
with the
Yucko wouldn't be part of the show anymore.
But boy, for a couple of days, we were really into Yucko the Clown.
Yucko the Clown.
Call right now. For the phone scan.
Yucko.
I don't think that was his name.
Dave-O the Clown was good, too.
Oh, that's Dave Schreiber.
It wasn't
Yucko? What was his name?
He had that horn.
I know it was a...
Wasn't he kind of like...
What was his name? It wasn't Steve-O. That's the guy from Jackass.
Right.
I don't think it was Yucko.
I stand by Yucko. Maybe not. Maybe it wasn't Yucko. Maybe it was... Was it Crapo? What was the guy's name?
It was some evil clown, yes.
Maybe someone will know. Call us right now. This is a very scary segment. You find most DJs will not do a segment like the one we're going to do.
That's right.
That's where you animals can just call. We don't screen the calls. Whatever you want to talk about. 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Your calls on the rotating random phone scan lies straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show. To obtain maximum enjoyment from your... Please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the, be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the. If the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your... Thank you for allowing us to spend this brief time with you. Happy... The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, what's wrong with being mellow, guys?
Oh, God.
Seacrest out.
I like Journey, but come on. Seacrest, out.
Out?
Anyway, let me try cut number five might work a little better. Ryan?
You guys, Seacrest, out.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's the right one. You don't like this one?
What? Well, you know what it falls into the category of?
Of what?
Of those songs we played so much.
But we don't play them anymore.
I know we don't. I know. There's just certain ones that we played that I loved them when I heard them the first time, and then they just got burned into my brain.
Okay.
I love that first one you played, though. Dreamy.
Okay. It was. All right. Don't blame me, then.
This isn't... Seacrest, out.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is
all
those man-eaters.
Yeah.
So gay.
Just trying to think.
God, I hated the music back then. Some of the music we had to play. Wasn't that some of the worst music in the world that we had to play?
Yeah, but I'm like that with all the music. You know, I was...
Yeah, but the music
in radio
you like,
was 13.
The music you like is the music you played early in your radio career.
But even the music that we played since we've been working together. And
right.
You know what?
The hits.
Let me stop this for a second. I was talking to a guy at the Exxon named Billy,
mm-hmm.
Who said to me something that's very true. Mike and I now, we have been working together, doing the show together, 19 years.
Yeah, so we start our 20th year in December.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The guy said to me at the Exxon station, said, do you know there are two generations in my family that have grown up listening to your show? The guy said to me,
wow.
He said, When did you guys go on? I said, 85. He said, okay, I started listening like 86.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now I have a kid.
Right.
And my kid, his daughter, however old she listens yeah. to this show.
Yeah. Wow.
Serving two generations.
Oh, we got to put that on tape,
mm-hmm.
write it down, give it to dude. Serving two generations.
I got to find a better... Hold on.
And really, depending on what area of the country, perhaps even three generations.
Three, I'm thinking. Yeah.
Maybe so, right.
Really, I mean, three generations of service for ye.
For me. And not to count all of the children that I may have impregnated untold numbers of mothers throughout America when I was working my way up the DJ chain.
Absolutely. And all over the country.
Yes, mm-hmm. everywhere.
26 radio stations.
Pittsburgh, Los Angeles.
Wasn't that your pickup line? Wasn't it help get me more listeners? Breed me more listeners.
That's right. If you can't find them, make your own. That's
breed
right.
them. All right, here's what I've got on this CD.
All right.
Harden My Heart, Quarter Flash. Right. Gloria, Laura Branigan.
Not bad, but not...
Oh, come on.
Great. That's better than anything you've mentioned or played.
I disagree, or I would have played it.
No, I mean better than that Journey.
Well, I agree, but the Journey I didn't mean to. That was cut six. I meant to play cut five.
I mean, it's different.
That's one that
it was different back then.
I'm sick of that one.
Okay, all right.
Then, let's see. Maneater, no.
Oh, God.
Up Where We Belong, no. Do you like Centerfold?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Centerfold a lot.
All right, I got one here.
I like the Jay Giles Band.
Mm-hmm. Never mind, we got a different CD. We'll get okay. right to your calls. Here we go. Seacrest, out.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
This we can agree on.
Critter.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I got on.
That's right.
Critters
in the back of the
Watch, do you think?
What, Granny?
More than eight critters were asleep and in my feet.
The Don and Mike
Show.
No, let's stick with this. Come on.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Here we are.
And what a weird-looking bunch of guys these guys were.
Yeah. Yeah,
men at work. Very strange-looking guys.
Although the lead singer of this group, his name is Colin somebody, oh, sings the lead... Colin, what is it?
Hey.
Colin Hay. Sings the lead song on Scrubs.
Does he?
Yes. If you watch Scrubs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what's the other song he does? My, it's a wonderful day.
A TV theme?
They were pretty good.
No, that's not a TV theme. That's if you buy the Scrubs CD
right.
that has his theme song on it, that's one of the tunes he does.
I thought they were scary-looking guys.
Yeah. I thought they were scary talented. I don't know what happened to them. It was the goddamn mm-hmm. Vegemite sandwich.
One album.
Then yeah. Who can it be now? And then everybody got
two,
sick of
them. They had two albums.
Don't forget Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive.
Oh, right. There was also Be Good, Be Good, mm-hmm. Be Good, Be Good, Be Good, Be Good Johnny.
Be Good Johnny. Yeah. Be Good Johnny was a good song.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Phone scan here. 877-365.
36. All right, your call is easy run screen. From Canada, 800-636-1067. We'll start right. Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just had to tell you, Don, I thought about you the other day. I met my new neighbors, and their name are Rob and Laura Petrie. I couldn't believe it. I'm telling the truth. Bye.
Rob and Laura Petrie.
Wow. I'd live next to them. Except there's no way that they could ever live up to the real
Rob and Laura Petrie. And then you have to spend all that money going down to the Department of Motor Vehicles changing your name to Helper.
I was going to say, nice of Jerry to call, wasn't it?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
This is Jeff Pink from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hi there.
I'm calling to enlighten you once again on the name of our favorite clown.
Okay.
It is... Ouchie the Clown.
Hold on, it's
that's
not,
right.
You're right, it's not
that's
Yucko.
Ouchie the Clown.
Right. Yucko, and I was told during the break, Yucko was a guy we had like 3 years ago, one time phoned in. Ouchie was a guy that we called
nasty
on our own.
In the great San Francisco Bay Area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, Ouchie the Clown.
Not only is he a DJ, but he will come to your business meetings and moderate them, and he will shave you with a straight razor.
Yes.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's a clown, a full-service clown.
You're right. Ouchie the Clown.
That is deep.
Let me give you a prize. You won the Sopranos prize pack.
Fantastic.
And don't get me going on that Sopranos last night.
Oh, my God.
I hate it.
It was terrible.
Look, if only my dreams that I had were half as good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and enough with Tony in the car with all the dead people, and do you have the gun? Are you going to shoot the guy?
I'll tell you, Annette Bening still manages to look stunning, though.
Yeah. You've won the Sopranos prize pack.
Don't miss
the all-new episode of The Sopranos. Who knows? Maybe Carm will remember when she went through the change of life. Maybe that's what it'll be.
Hey, how many more do we have?
Maybe Carm would remember if she met out to the phone.
Ouchie the Clown. There's only two more. Catch an all-new episode.
That's Ouchie the Clown.
Sunday at 9, 8 Central on HBO. Thank you for the tipping on Ouchie, and hold on a second.
Carrie brought up something funny. Wouldn't you like to see the outtakes of Tony on the horse?
Yeah.
As you know, that didn't go smoothly.
I can't get my head out of this.
You know, there is a...
Come on.
I know that we had Yucko the Clown years ago, and then this guy's right. Ouchie the Clown is the one that called in, but there was a third... Bad clown.
Why am I thinking Kenzo the Clown?
That's a good memory, Mike.
Was there a Kenzo the Clown?
They all come in threes.
Right.
There was a time when we had three.
I don't know what Kenzo was about, but I know there was...
Oh, Kenzo might be one who came down to the station and performed for us.
Or was not Kenzo in the clown porn we had to watch?
I don't know.
There was a time there were a lot of clowns on this. No pun intended.
Well, we have always agreed that clowns are inherently evil and scary. Stephen King had it right in the book It when he had Pennywise.
Yeah, bad, scary.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, and the Joe tapes. Joe at NASCAR.
Yay.
You know, we're going to get to these today, I promise.
Good.
Hi, Joe. Hello.
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 I don't know if you can even hear me, but I'm outside the DeWalt pit, the DeWalt garage, and the DeWalt guy's car's motor test.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Boys, let's race.
Joe said it was unbelievable.
So we'll have that. We've not forgotten that. The Jomos.
Good.
The Joe Man on the Street at NASCAR coming up. Hello?
Don Juan. Hello.
Hello.
Good-looking Melanoma Monday to you.
Melanoma Monday. Don't pick that wart.
Very exciting, Mr. Shannon.
Donnie, I have a question for you.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Where's my caddy? Because I'm your daddy.
Wow.
Get out of here. Where's my caddy? I'm your daddy.
I'm your daddy.
What if Shannon was my dad?
Well, you know, you were putting out the word for your father and mother, and that's the first serious response that we've got.
Serious one.
Where's my caddy? The offer is, if your birth father calls in, he will receive a Cadillac.
Yeah, I'll buy him a new Cadillac.
That's
new red
nice.
Cadillac. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Reno, and I have a little
little something you should know about the push-up bra thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was it, the jelly bra or the push-up bra?
The jelly bra. The jelly bra. I think that I'm nervous about that because don't you think that, you know, you go on your second or third date and it starts to smell like the inside of your belly button?
Well, if you don't buy like two of them,
you're
supposed to wash it each time.
Yeah, or you're supposed to wash them.
Oh, now how do you wash it?
Well,
you just throw it.
I saw the ad, honey. They come with like these little tins, mm-hmm. these little.
Boy, you really did watch this commercial.
I did, and you pour like dishwashing detergent in,
right?
And you soak them overnight. You soak
really?
your jelly bra.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
You
all right.
Dawn,
well,
you can wash.
As long as it's not smelling like the rotten inside of your belly button, I think that might be
okay.
still.
Okay. Second time.
All right.
Said
thank
that.
You. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Use Dawn. You can wash 10,000 of them.
Hello. On a mic show. Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Hey, come on.
Don Mike.
Dumbass, you're on the air.
That's right. I got a couple of this or that for you guys.
Dumbass, that's right. Hey, baby raper, that's right. Hey, mass murderer, that's right. You guys rule.
That's right.
That's right. What can we do for you?
I got a couple of this or that for you guys.
Yeah. A couple of what?
This or that
this
he's
or
got
that.
For us. Yeah.
This or that.
How about that?
I'll choose this.
Pause. Go.
Mike.
Yeah.
Would you rather sit in a room for an hour with Joe rapping in his British accent, or with a room full of locusts?
A room full of locusts.
Okay, and Don.
Yes.
Would you rather open up the Ravens game singing the national anthem in the nude with Clay Aiken, or at the Green Bay Packers game with JPL?
Hey, gotta be naked for both of them.
Easy for you, I would think.
I'd be naked at the Packers game.
Mm-hmm. Packers game.
At the Packers game.
All right, thank you guys.
I think that says a lot about
us. Seacrest, out.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Two of the biggest clowns you forgot about that you guys have had on the show several times.
Now, real clowns, or are you going to be goofy? Are they real clowns?
Well, okay, I might want to eject. I was thinking two program directors. If it's goofy, then we won't say it.
All right, let's not just eject. Thank you, though.
I eject. Thank
Don't
you.
Don't forget, you're saving lives. Every time you call the Don and Mike show and you eject.
It's amazing self-discipline.
You're saving lives. Yeah. And I urge you, if you're thinking about calling this show, do yourself a favor, rent Top Gun.
Right. It's the hero's way out.
Rent Top Gun.
And just for that guy, because he was so self-disciplined and he ejected, I will throw in the punchline for him, okay? Matt Farber, Chuck Beck.
Hello.
Thank you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Did you guys see the Olsen twins on Saturday Night Live?
I saw a clip of them, yeah.
Right at the end, they yelled, "In 4 weeks, we're legal."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They seem excited.
Buggity.
Obviously, it was a very exciting moment for that call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Coming up on my 15th year wedding anniversary, and I want to do something special for my wife. And I'd like to get my back waxed. And I'm wondering if I have other friends and family come witnesses, what do I serve?
What's it serve for? You mean for food?
Yes.
We've had some what do you
great
serve?
Calls today. I'm
what
sorry.
Do you serve at a back waxing? I would guess finger food.
Finger food, you could probably get a deli platter.
Yeah, you want to go like to Costco, get a deli platter. I would think for something like a back waxing, maybe you want to mix it up with like some faggy drinks like mint julep.
And plenty of Greek desserts.
And is it okay?
Honey based.
Is it okay to cry?
You mean when you're getting it done to you?
It's expected.
Rob, you really have the most expertise.
Yeah, I would recommend for your snack, I would recommend a fondue.
A fondue?
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
One last question.
Yes.
Is it inappropriate to bill people to charge them $3 admission?
I've never had a problem with it.
Not if it's going towards the gift.
Yeah, good cause.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right, thank you for
enjoy your fun. Like, you know, I hope everything goes well. Let us
thank
know.
You.
Don't cry.
I'll see before and after pictures.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Speaking of, have you got that deal done yet, Robbie?
I have a meeting tomorrow, but it's looking good for the on-air lasering.
I think you got to be more assertive, and you got to make that happen right now. You say, hey, no, don't, you know, mess me around here.
It hurts. So.
Rob came up in the office and said he has a chance to get. How much is the procedure worth?
A $3,000 or $4,000 procedure.
To have his back hair lasered off
it's
on the show.
By the hair. Permanently. So it's costly.
And it's slow and painful, is it not?
not at this place, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out.
I know Albert Brooks laughs at you when you take your shirt off.
It's really, you know, it was bad as I was talking to Carrie about it. She says, well, how will they know when to stop? I said, well, I guess at like the top of the shoulder. She said, well, yeah, but they're going to have to do your neck.
There's
like,
going to be a little line.
That bear in Tony Soprano's lawn laughs at you.
He does. So we're looking forward.
And that's another thing with the Sopranos.
We have a nickname for him. We call him the Loom.
I don't mind a good dream episode.
Right.
But one of the many things that has gone just out the window with the Sopranos, mm-hmm. whatever happened to the bear that was hanging around outside the Sopranos house?
The bear should have been in the dream sequence. In fact, he should have been riding the bear instead of the horse. Then I'm watching.
Or the bear could have been driving the car, like in a Three Stooges movie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I ask you guys a question?
Of course you may.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Don and Mike. Who's this?
Stevie is for
hey, way to go. That's a good one.
About his own jingle.
All right, now turn about his fair play. What is your
name, sir?
My name's Dave. I'm from Syfield.
All right, but you got us first.
Way to go. Good job, sir.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
I don't like a show where the listeners keep zinging us.
The listeners, you know, if they can maintain this quality through the week, we're going to have a great week of shows. True.
I love the way you think. The limited window.
Right.
Not if the listeners help us out, we could just do great shows forever.
Right.
The listeners help us out, we can really make it through this week.
We can have a solid, well,
we'll survive.
A solid week.
Secret. Out.
Dare I say it?
See you guys, Secret. Out.
I have thoroughly enjoyed this phone scam today.
Yeah, me too.
Secret. Out.
What it's all about. Hello, Don and Mike.
Secret.
Question.
Yes, hi.
Question.
Yes, sir.
If the female porn stars are garbage cans, does that make the gay guys recycling bins?
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just want to know, Mike, if you're going to be at the Look Around tomorrow night for karaoke.
Mike, Look Around Cafe.
Might very well be, yes.
Great.
Absolutely, yes. And depending on how festive it gets, I might even sing.
Ah, there you go.
That's the barometer, really. If I'm singing, you're drinking. I'm drinking.
And Wednesday night, will you be there for ladies' night?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Did you see The Simpsons last night?
Bits and pieces of it, yeah.
I've got a clip of them being interviewed by a Bill O'Reilly type, and it's great.
Yeah, I heard. I don't know how well it would translate on the radio.
You'll hear it.
Guy just screaming at them.
Mm-hmm.
How come you're not an American? Is that the clip we're talking about?
Yeah, let me play this.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
You set on this.
Play the clip.
Here we go.
Stand by for the clip.
Three, great. Two, one, and...
I know you're waiting for me. I haven't hung up on him.
No. We're waiting for him to roll the clip.
Hello?
Here we go.
Yeah, hello? Still waiting on that clip, sir.
I knew it. I knew if I did it, I knew this would happen. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I'm never doing it again. I'm never saying anything about it again. I'm never commenting on phone scans. I'm never critiquing. I'm not saying things. I'm not. I'm going to let it happen. That's what I'm going to do. Because when you say things, this happens right afterwards.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, the energy's so great. I've never been more entertaining than this.
Hello? Hey, dude. Hello? Hey.
Where is he?
You're killing us here.
Regretfully, he has passed.
He has passed, but the line's open.
I hear it.
The line is open.
He's there somewhere.
Yeah, you know,
hello?
Well, what's going on?
Yeah, where you been? What is
maybe this is another call.
No, this is the same guy. Is this the Simpsons guy?
Did your finger hit accidentally the other button when
did
you were...
Did not.
Because the joke was the other guy was going to start his clip, and then you were going to hang up on him. Right?
I know, but this is the same guy.
The same guy?
Yeah, I've not hung up.
Hello, guy?
Line number one, he's been on the air for 1 minute and 25 seconds.
Was that the sound of a water pipe?
I think so.
Because perhaps he's not being himself.
Well, you know, in certain circles, Rob, that's referred to as a... a bong.
I don't encourage drug use, Mike. I'm sure it was for tobacco.
What is that called?
A bong.
You'll have to
refreshing my memory on that one, Mike.
It's a device usually used to ingest marijuana or hashish into one's system and is enhanced by the water and cooled. The smoke is cooled by the water.
You don't say.
Oh. Buzz, maybe someday you can show me one of those.
Well, I'll have to learn myself.
Yes, and in certain circles in the Mideast, it's referred to
As a hookah.
Still waiting on that Simpsons cut.
I read about some people in Richmond, Virginia, where I went to school, that would fill their bongs with scope. And it would make it taste like a menthol cigarette.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah. You can read about that.
You've really contributed to society with that.
What if you're proud?
I think he has.
Never prouder.
I think he has.
I mean, that's not going to be done in dorms all over summer schools.
Did you ever?
Tonight.
Did you ever get someone to drink bong water?
No. Oh.
I did that to people.
VW? Really.
Takes this old skanky bong water,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just if it's a glass,
yeah.
you put like maybe an inch of it on the bottom of the glass, then you just put some Coca-Cola in,
mm-hmm.
and some ice in, and you bring it over, you go.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. And that's everybody's breath.
That's the best.
It's so disgusting.
It's the spit coming back.
Oh, my God. That is about as horrible as it gets.
It's the best.
You never tried that yourself, did you?
No, but I did it to people all the time.
Wow.
All the time I would do it to people. Ah, oh, forget you. That guy's never going to do anything. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. I just want to tell you guys this. I'm in 3 weeks, I'm going to have a nuticle installed.
You're going to have an artificial implant.
I am. I had testicular cancer about 3 years ago, and I'm doing okay, but I recently got divorced, and I decided I might want a pair instead of a single. So I'm going to go ahead and have that procedure, and I just wanted to share it with the world.
Right, well, thank you. You know, be proud. Be proud. Although right now you're the one testicle man, very soon you'll be like the rest of us with two, and maybe someday you'll be like me, you'll have three.
I can only hope. You know, what can I say?
I think you're brave to let that go. I mean, I know a lot of people would say, you know, what is he, nuts? But I think you're brave to share your story with us.
Listen, go with it. Have a ball.
I only hope to inspire others.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I think that's it. That covers it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
right
but,
there.
Yeah. Well, one more call. I'd be so tired we'd have to go. We have to hit the sack. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I went down to Richmond for the race this weekend, had a good time. But I got to tell you, as a woman, go to these races to see all the fat, toothless redneck heifers down there, and you feel pretty darn good about yourself.
So you're saying that a women of average looks can feel good about themselves when they go to one of these races?
Heck yeah. I think...
Are you a woman of average looks?
I guess I'm about average.
About average. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good to know your limitations.
Yeah.
It's good you know that you're not real pretty.
Well, you know, I'm not the best, you know, gorgeous, but I'm not ugly. But
were there any hotties at this race? Women that made you feel inadequate?
There was a couple there, but most of them, I think they thought if they weighed 250 plus, they should be wearing a bikini and some Daisy Dukes.
Joe has forced himself to come into the studio.
Hi, Joe. I would like to concur with this lady.
Joe.
Really?
I think I saw three attractive girls, and I'm not saying hot. I'm saying just okay.
What are you enjoying for lunch today, Joe?
Barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken. Weekend's not here. Have a can of beer.
That mouth is full and chewing the whole show.
All right, honey. Well, I'm glad you felt good about yourself.
And I'm sorry. I missed Joe. I did look for him.
Joe, thanks for not waiting until you get out of the studio to pick your teeth, too. That was really, that was just incredibly attractive.
Don't do it again.
You know, I got.
What?
He just did a little big, you know, a little chicken pick right there.
I thought he said, you know what I got? Did you just pick something out?
Right there.
Okay. All right.
Gross.
Thanks for sharing.
Gross.
All right.
Active.
Guess who's using a paper towel on the door handle today?
And don't spit it out. Swallow it.
You won't spit it out.
For God's sake.
Right.
That's a waste of chicken.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, this is John Cicada.
And man, what a lovely, lovely tune they're playing right now around here.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, you know that Ouchie the Clown?
The what? I'm sorry?
Ouchie the Clown.
Ouchie the Clown, yes.
Yeah, he has a program. I'm in Bakersfield here. He has a program that he comes down and does on the radio every now and then.
Yeah, we were just told he was a DJ.
Mm-hmm. Right. We didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, but that last guy that we called that only had one testicle?
Right.
How can you tell if he's ticklish?
How?
Give him a testicle. Ah! Ha ha! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're here all week.
I'm here. Mike, I'm going to make the commitment, unlike you with our phone scan.
Right.
I'm going to be here at least two more weeks.
Very good.
Mike said this week would be good. I'm telling you, I'm feeling so good. I think we got 2 weeks of shows.
Sure, okay. I'll let you know if I'm re-upping on Friday.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I was just wondering if Lisa Remedy is going to keep a certain three segments off her show off the syndication and off the DVDs.
You mean the ones with us? No, I don't think so. Although, I got to tell you, I told the boys up in the office, I laughed out loud today. I'm watching one of the morning shows on TV,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about the phenomenon of DVD box sets for TV shows.
Right.
And they're saying that this week you can get the Friends one that was on last week, mm-hmm. and then Frasier, and then Will and Grace. And also, coming out this week, seasons 1 and 2 of King of Queens. And I'm thinking, really, show me the retarded people mm-hmm. that have to have the box set of King of Queens. I mean, all feelings with our showbiz feud with her aside.
Never mind that.
I didn't think really any sitcom to sit down, but the King of Queens?
Yeah. When is the Yes Dear box set coming out?
I mean, can't you find other diversions, any other entertainment, where you have to go out and buy a box set of a TV show, and then the TV show is King of Queens?
That is sad.
And furthermore, think of all the hours we've all spent taping it.
Yeah. Wasted time.
Right.
Wasted time. Listen, my friend, you are the last person on the phone scan, and what is your name?
This is Walter from Bakersfield.
Walter, here you go, Walter. Oh, enjoy your Tony Soprano's robe.
All right.
These are very nice robes from HBO. It's in the HBO Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the all-new episode of The Sopranos Sunday night at 9, 8 Central, only on Hobo. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Don and Mike. And by the way, I have recorded 3 episodes of King of Queens, and those are the ones you're on, and those are going to become the lost episodes.
Very good. Thank you for supporting.
Good luck.
Thank you.
What's your name again?
Walter.
Thank you. Walter the Ass. You know, we didn't mean nothing.
Hold on
a second. Now listen, how often does this...
We love.
How often does this happen?
What?
This is a last-minute booking. Mm-hmm. We're going through the mail today. Entrepreneur of the Week.
Ah.
Don and Mike, Entrepreneur of the Week. Buzz, I see you got the same shipment we all did.
We got cookies.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I ate some of them already.
Let me just say, why did you eat them? There's cookies some guy sent us in the mail.
I was hungry.
Well, God, I hope you don't get some.
I'm having a real carb problem.
Well, a what problem?
A carbohydrate problem.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, but I mean, I'm having like real cravings for carbohydrates. And
go ahead and have some.
I'm staying on my little program, and throws some carbs in front of me, and it didn't matter to me. It came out of a smelly box.
You mean these things? The things we're going to make fun of?
Yeah, well, they're animal crackers. It's delicious. They are. It's the exact same thing.
Sure it is.
And they were tasty.
Especially the
Nicole Kidman.
You stop it, Buzz.
Sorry.
Okay, listen, we'll get into this in a second with the guy that sent us the cookie.
I'm a fan.
You need some better carbs, though. If you want carbs, mm-hmm. don't go for the carbs that listeners send us in boxes of cookies made to look like Jack Nicholson and Renee Zellweger.
During the break, I'll order a pizza.
Okay. That's good.
Good carbs.
Make it half pepperoni.
Half pepperoni sounds delicious.
Half pepperoni. Mm-hmm. What do you want, Buzz?
Sausage, please.
Mm-hmm. Sausage mm-hmm. on yours?
Yeah, Italian sausage.
And Rob, the usual?
Of course, sauerkraut.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we have company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
The Don and Mike Show. The comedy stars of the Alan Limelon Radio Funhouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, I'm only playing the Osmonds because I have closure here before we get to our the Entrepreneur of the Week.
Right. Good.
Olive Osmond was buried Saturday night in Utah. Very tight security.
Yeah.
And because, as you know, someone had put on the internet that they would pay $30,000
for a picture of the family around the casket.
Yep.
The open casket.
Let me see. The fans contacted the Osmonds in Branson, Missouri. Of course, that's where they are.
Mm-hmm.
To tell them a website had posted this thing at $30,000 for a picture of their mom. Let me see. The threat? They call it a threat. Someone wanted to take a picture. Yeah. The threat was real.
Is there any truth to the rumor that Merrill was giving some thought to maybe taking a family picture just to get the $30,000 himself?
I think Merrill is one of the more happening of the Osmond brothers.
Yeah, well, I think he's the businessman.
Who's the deaf one?
God, it's a weird name.
Anyway, he's the one who... Anyway,
Ingvar.
They got her in the ground. Oh, wasn't it Wolfram?
Wolfram.
Wolfram?
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany.
Right.
Never forget.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I believe it's Merle. M-I-R-L?
No,
weird
because,
name like
because
that.
There's Merrill Osmond.
And is it Verl? It's a
it
weird
might be
spelling.
Something like that. Either Verl, way, right? Listen, all you need to know is that she's in the ground.
Verl.
I ain't getting my picture, but I saved 30 grand.
There you go.
And the other thing I wanted to bring to your attention is that Survivor has now been off the air for 8 days.
Okay.
Michael Hughes, vice president of Infinity Broadcasting, in some regard, they're all vice presidents, had promised us that without fail, the guy Rupert was going to call the show.
Yeah, and preferably as soon as he was legally able to.
Right. Now,
that was the first line.
Now, last week, we heard from Michael Hughes that, well, he has all kinds of obligations with CBS, and he can't do these shows. Meanwhile, Monday morning, he's on a local morning show in New York, Scott Shannon's show.
Right.
They had all of the survivors, all 18 of them on their morning show. Stern had Boston Rob and Amber on.
Right.
Even who's the guy that got fired from Fox that works at Z104? I don't know the guy's name.
Haber.
Whoever he is.
Brett Haber?
Yeah. A friend of mine yesterday says he had all these survivor people on his show.
God.
So, just a big thank you to Michael Hughes, who does not have time to help us out, get the occasional guest. You know, that's all we ask for. We work for CBS. We watch Survivor. How about getting... Because you remember when the show first came on?
Oh, and they had every one of them.
Before it was a hit, every week they're coming to us saying,
right,
would you like the latest Loser, the latest Castaway?
Right.
Sure, we
exactly.
Take it. Well, now it's dried up.
Thanks.
But
yeah.
Michael Hughes has plenty of time to respond to useless websites.
Mm-hmm.
He has plenty of time to respond to radio file websites.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice, Michael.
That's not too misguided.
Keep doing that. And you know, now we've missed out on the chance to have Rupert. He's not going to be on the show. And the thing I wanted to ask him about was something that I read over the weekend about Richard Hatch.
Mm.
I don't know if you've heard this or not. On Survivor All-Stars,
right,
the one they just played, Richard Hatch smuggled in matches.
I didn't know that.
Hmm. How do you think?
Oh, well.
No, hold on.
Oh, my God.
You know where.
Oh,
because,
dear.
Because he's a nudist. What they... They were in a... I don't want to say glass, because I've not read the story. Perhaps...
A pillowcase?
No. they were in a vial. They were in a vial that I guess was very hard plastic.
Uh-huh.
And he put it somewhere that Mark Burnett and Jeff Probst...
weren't going to go there.
Pun notwithstanding, we're not going to look.
Well, I suppose that because it's a television show and it's, you know, it's not a prison, they're not going to do a full body cavity for everybody on the show.
And apparently a lot of the people on the show saw him retrieving the matches.
Oh, that had to be lucky
then,
them.
And then they didn't complain because they used the matches to help the tribe to light a fire.
Oh,
but this
God.
Was something that never got on TV. And this is something I'd love to ask this guy.
That was a clean burn.
I'd like to ask this guy, Rupert, about it, but forget it. He's he's not going to be on the show.
Won't be able to do that.
So that's in the rearview mirror, no pun intended. But that's where he had them.
So several people, you know, I'm surprised. Well, I guess they just can't. With the standards and practices now, I guess they couldn't have that be on the show. If anybody was talking about that while they were shooting the show.
I don't see why they couldn't.
I would think that it would have been great television.
You could show Richard Hatch. Actually,
well, you know, with pixelation.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe Sue helped him. Maybe one of his friends helped him.
Before her makeover.
and hey, incidentally, great makeover.
Wow.
Great major. How you doing, Swan?
Maybe that's why they sent him to Argentina, where he met he fell in love with the desk clerk.
Fell in love. Love at first sight.
There you go.
All right, Entrepreneur of the Week.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Now, I don't know if this guy's product is legit. I have many questions to ask him.
I'd like to find out if it's mass-produced. It looks like it may be.
But listen to this line of BS the guy sent us. And we all got the same letter today. Myself, Mike, Robbie, Buzz, we all got it.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Don, and then, you know, the other one said, Dear Mike, Buzz, Dear Rob, wouldn't you love to have Jack Nicholson, Halle Berry, Leonardo DiCaprio, Nicole Kidman, Jackie Chan, and Renee Zellweger on your show on the same day? Now you can. with the first edition of Likums.
Mm.
Tasty vanilla cookies shaped like today's top Hollywood stars.
Brilliant.
I'm looking at this thing. Now, I've not even opened up the box yet.
No, I went through half of it.
I know you did, because you got your carb thing today.
Right.
But I'm looking at it, and I can't tell
That seems to be the biggest problem.
Who's supposed to be who? Also, I don't know if this guy has taken the time to get clearances from Jack Nicholson, Halle Berry. You know, because doesn't it seem that an actress of the stature of Nicole Kidman probably wouldn't say, you know what?
That's probably why he's going with the biggies, because they probably wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
not necessarily mind, but they wouldn't even care.
Well, you know, I don't know. I would think that they would.
They generally protect their likenesses, but as you said, the cookies don't really look that much like them, so they wouldn't have a case.
My biggest problem is when I took the cookies out as I was devouring them, and they were tasty, I could not tell which celebrity I was eating. However, when you're looking on the box, you definitely see that's Jack Nicholson, that's Leonardo DiCaprio, that's Halle Berry. He writes, they're available in the movie theaters, blah, blah, amusement parks. Schools have found benefits using this innovative snack as a fundraiser. Living in Maryland, I'm a longtime fan. I've been contacted by other shows, but would love to make it a priority to be on your show.
Well,
I want to know who's called this guy. Who's the disc jockey that called this guy and said,
Fred Haber,
are you the guy with a cookie that looks like Leonardo DiCaprio? Now, he's ready to go on the air, Rob? All right, Entrepreneur of the Week.
What's his name?
The guy's name is Chuck D, and we'll have to ask him if he's the same Chuck D as was in Public Enemy.
Chuck.
Charles D. No. He's getting some free publicity here.
Not to be confused with Chuck.
Radio Gods.
Chuck Pearson. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Charles.
How are you?
What's happening, dude?
Not much.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sending us the cookies. We have so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
First, you wrote, I've been contacted by other shows, but I'd love to make it a priority to be on your show. We appreciate that.
Of course.
What shows contacted you?
I actually was contacted by the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Do you have an Ellen DeGeneres cookie?
I do not.
Now, do you have the okay from these celebrities to make the cookies that look like them?
Well, I talked to my attorneys when I came up with the idea a while back, and what they actually are likenesses and their artistic impressions. So they're not endorsed by anyone, and if you actually look at the bottom of the box, it states that as well.
Mm-hmm. However, in the note that you sent to us, though, it says, wouldn't you love to have Jack Nicholson, Halle Berry, Leonardo DiCaprio, Nicole Kidman, Jackie Chan, and Renee Zellweger? So, I mean, you got to be.
Your lawyer said this is cool?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and you can see on the box, I'm not putting the names of the stars on the box either. But if you put it to the back of the box, if you're curious on who's who from the front, that's where you get the movie trivia that gives you those answers.
Uh-huh. Okay, but here's the thing again. So let's say you do the trivia and you find out, you know, which actors received 3 Academy Awards but nominated for an additional one. Is that Jack?
No, Jack's the courtside one.
Oh, is the courtside? Okay, whatever. It's obvious you'll figure out who's who.
Sure.
Right.
So if I'm Jack Nicholson and someone brings this to my attention, I say, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Might be a bad PR, though, if you sue a guy that's making cookies. Yeah.
Mike, you know, this is America.
Right.
This is America. I mean, this guy's making money off Jack.
Are you making money off these cookies yet?
Not really, not yet. They just came out in January of 2004, so they're still kind of getting out to the market, and people are starting to enjoy them.
Is your bakery based locally?
It's actually based in Chicago.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking at a lot of these, and I swear to God, I'm not busting in chops here. One of them looks like Abraham Lincoln. Maybe.
Let's see. Can I see that one?
Which one looks like Abraham Lincoln?
This one, I think, looks like Abraham Lincoln without the beard.
I'm going to tell you, that Halle Berry just melts in your mouth.
Now, that's, you know who I thought this looked like?
Who?
Seriously?
Who? This
is the second time I've eaten this one. David Letterman.
Let me see it.
But it's not, that's a, yeah. Yeah, what do you think of that? Doesn't that look like Letterman?
I see the one you mean.
And is this supposed to be Gwyneth Paltrow?
Who is this supposed to be?
That's probably Renee Zellweger. Or Nicole Kidman. You can only get so much details in cookies, Don.
Oh, no, that was Mike, but I agree with Mike.
Who is this from?
It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, is this Leonardo? Do you have Leo DiCaprio?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's in the box.
Let's try him, shall we?
If that's your preference.
And
well, not really. I just have the cookie.
And the thing with Renee Zellweger, she looks more like that girl on 24, Chloe. Looks like Corky.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's more of a concept, I guess.
Can I just tell you something?
Does she taste good?
Lenny DiCaprio tastes fabulous.
Dude, now, God, I don't know. Seems to me that this you're asking for trouble by messing with Hollywood stars. It just seems to me...
Arnold's suing that bobblehead company.
Right.
Yeah, he is.
Right, absolutely. But that says Arnold Schwarzenegger right across the bottom of the bobblehead.
So, I mean, you're lawyered up for this, and you checked all this out?
I have.
But what if one of these celebrities was to get the letter that you sent us saying where you mentioned the celebrities by name? Even though you don't mention it on the box, the pictures sure are very apparent about who it is. I mean, I'm just trying to make sure you got your T's crossed and your I's dotted.
I hear you. Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, this is a recognition. You can see this is a first edition box, so there's going to be a second edition. So these six aren't going to necessarily be in the second edition.
Oh, so once these guys sue you, you'll find six that will go with them.
Exactly.
And by that time, you know, those celebrities are going to be in somebody's digestive system.
And do you honestly think that this is something they should be concerned about?
That's what I said before.
No,
right?
I don't. However, as Buzz said, in this society, we have people like Arnold who are suing for bobblehead dolls.
Especially if the thing, you know, I mean, do you have contracts with movie theaters where you're going to be selling them in movie theaters?
They're already in. They're actually in Regal, which is the largest movie theater chain in the U.S.
Wow, that's when you get into money. But, I mean, if you've checked it and you think you're covered, then I guess that's fine.
Yeah, the other thing to add, I guess, is like when someone like a Regal came to me, they did not bring that up one time. That was not a concern at all, and you know they have a big legal team.
Sure. Okay.
Who represents, I'd be curious, who represents Jack Nicholson? Hey, Robbie, can you find that out?
Can we look somewhere?
The Lakers?
Hey, actually. What's the A? Would you get the phone number? Get the phone number now? I'd like to call, just like to call.
Just to put it at ease, or?
Just to say, hey, you know, do you
alert,
care?
Alert.
Do you care that this guy is selling Jack Nicholson cookies?
You want us to call CAA and just make sure you're safe on this one?
No.
Don't poke the bear.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. That was
thanks a lot.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Don't beat up a Maryland guy. Come on now.
All right.
Don't poke the bear.
Sorry, I won't.
This guy, that's fine.
I won't. I was just trying to see how far you'd go with it.
No.
Good luck. Good luck.
You. When are you going to make some, the Donna Mike Show cookies?
Hey, that's a possibility.
You know, where we have our own cookies. We have the Buzz cookie, the Joe cookie.
Would you put them in your restaurant?
No.
Thanks. Look around.
You were honest. I was honest. No.
Anyway, you are the entrepreneur of the day. Congratulations, Chuck.
You got it.
What, Robbie?
He could use the same molds for the Don and Mike cookies, and they'd look just as much like us. They do like the little.
Anyway, you want to see these ridiculous cookies, you can go to www.likeums.com.
What are some of your other schemes?
Likeums. Likeums.
Some of my other products. Actually, this is the first release.
Some of your other scams.
This is the first release of this product, and we're just going to see how this one goes from here.
You had any other businesses or what?
No, this is actually just an idea I came up with like 18.
So were you like downtown playing three card Monty or shell game or
what'd you do before this, Chuck? Before you went into the cookie business,
I actually was an investment analyst.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So you're an investment banker.
Kind of, yeah.
All right. So what happened there?
I decided to go out on my own. You can't work for the man forever.
All right. And now it's cookies. So are you putting a lot on these cookies? Pretty significant investment to get the startup.
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. But I think it has potential. And, thanks to guys like you and some other things, it seems to be going in the right direction.
Tasty vanilla cookies shaped like today's top stars. Well, who knows? Perhaps someday this guy, Chuck D, will come in and announce, hey, Don and Mike, I bought the radio station. Your asses are fired.
But here's your free box of cookies. Yeah, right.
I don't think it's going to happen, but good luck. With your crackpot get-rich scheme. And Mike mentioned the cookies actually taste decent.
Oh, the cookies are very good. You know, I thought when I first saw them, they're similar, the box and everything, they're similar to animal crackers. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the flavor is, it's not an animal crackers flavor. It's actually, they do taste like vanilla cookies.
Whose recipe did you steal?
It actually comes right from my baker.
From your baker?
Baker?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Really, what's your baker's name?
Tammy Faye.
It's Pure Foods. It's Pure Foods in Chicago.
Your butcher, your baker, your candlestick maker.
Yeah. You see
but
that?
They're tasty. the animal cookies are. The animal cookies are terrible.
Yeah, they are. They're much better flavor than I have to be honest with
you.
Yeah,
but what mom or dad wants? Who's trying to teach?
Buzz, animal crackers are not cruel.
Oh, okay.
What about the mom or dad that's trying to teach their kids? Because, oh, look, there's a tiger. Oh, look, there's elephant. What are they going to do? Go, oh, look, honey, there's Halle Berry. You know, look, honey, there's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, you know, they always say that Hollywood just eats you up, Don. It truly does.
Entrepreneur of the day you are.
Maryland guy made good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Good luck, Chuck. If you make like a gazillion dollars, call us and brag.
I will.
Rub our noses in it.
Absolutely. Please do, Chuck.
Sounds good.
Okay, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
And remember, never mind. You'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out. You know, I'm going to have to...
What am I going to find out?
I have to curb... I have to curb this. For some reason, I feel the need to call and tell on this guy, and I don't know why. He seems like a nice guy. You know, the last time
he said he's a big fan of the show.
Do you remember there was a restaurant in Ocean City like 6 or 7 years ago?
Right.
Nick Iadone's House of Ribs, and they called the place Nick at Night, and they had...
Oh. Did you rat him out?
Don't you remember? I said this on the air. They had the exact logo, Nick at Night, in front of the restaurant. My wife and I, our family, we drove past every day. It would piss me off, sure.
It angered you?
I said, look, the guy stole the Nick at Night logo.
Mm-hmm.
He stole the logo.
Mm-hmm.
So what I ended up doing was going to a payphone at the movie theaters, like at 153rd across the street.
Oh, yeah.
I picked up a payphone. I swear to Christ, we're going to go see a movie. I said, oh, Mr. Cleaver.
You did.
Asked my family. I did. I said,
this is so-and-so with the... Viacom, and that's copyright infringement with the Nick at Night thing. And I hung up the phone like, ha ha.
2 weeks later, signed down.
Oh.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, sign taken down.
Mm-hmm. So you just, that's the justice in you or something.
They were hurting his friends at Nick at Night.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is that the new slogan, Rob, you think?
Well,
Rob's come up with a slogan for your cookies, Chuck.
What's that?
Likems. Heavens, they're tasty. But what do you think?
No.
All right. Well, good luck, Chuck. I ain't gonna turn you into anybody. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye, Chuck.
Oh, you know what might help though?
What's that?
I remember this when we did an interview with a guy from Vermont. He didn't go for it, but if you would just put on the box, human remains in every cookie.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Hey, if it helps them sell, that's fine.
You want them, Mike? They're open.
Yeah, please.
You want them? Help yourself.
Or a Leah Remedy cookie. How about that?
All right. Yes, the King of Queens set.
Who wants the Leah Remedy?
Now, who is this?
I can send it out with the box set.
All right, Chuck. You're okay. Cookie.
All right, Don. Thanks,
you're
Mike.
You're okay. All right.
Bye, Chuck.
All right, see ya. All right, get bent, you crackpot.
Bye-bye.
Ma'am. There he is, Entrepreneur of the Day.
And they're not that good.
Would you agree they don't really look anything like the stars?
They really don't look anything like the stars. But the idea of having Halle Berry and Nicole Kidman at the same time, I like that.
It's what, Mike?
It's not about the look. It's about the taste.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there's our Entrepreneur of the Day.
Rich Vanilla
Flora.
Hello, Joe.
Here I am. If you can even hear me.
It's time to start Jomo's.
Outside the DeWalt pit. The DeWalt garage.
Now, you know, we sent Joe to NASCAR this weekend.
That's right.
Motor test.
Hi, Joe. Send him out to NASCAR.
I don't know if you can even hear me.
Jomo's.
He's there. He's under the lights at Richmond International Raceway.
Yep.
You still have cookie in your mouth?
What?
How many cookies?
I've gone through most of the box.
You know, hold
quickly.
On. Leave it in your mouth, because you know who you sound like?
Who?
Okay.
Okay, Dom.
Hold on a second. And joining us now from Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. I'm calling you from the Renaissance Hollywood Hotel.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mike. You sound like me.
I've got cookies in my mouth.
Dennis, you are in California for the TNT Stuntman Awards.
The Click 04 Stuntman Awards.
Spike TV, not TNT. It's
Spike TV.
Spike TV.
Right.
When are you going to tape this? Are our listeners out there with you, Dennis?
Well, they have gone home already because it took place last night.
Oh, the tape.
They have gone home already?
Ah. Yeah, they've gone home already, and I was able to get some notables on the red carpet.
You were, not, hold on a second. Did you say you were able to get some notables?
Notables?
So big-time celebrities, Dennis?
On the red carpet?
Like Kevin Nealon.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Bill Paxton.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And the cousin of the sleepout, Kakuna Noka.
Listen, I tell you what, Dennis. We
sounds like a home run to me.
We're about up to play the Joe tapes from NASCAR.
Yeah.
How about you call us tomorrow, in the first break?
Okay.
And we can discuss whoever it is that you met and what it is that you're doing out there in Hollywood. Now, Spike TV's keeping you out there all week?
No. I'm keeping the red eye tonight home.
Oh, so you'd be able to come in tomorrow.
Your local call.
Yeah.
You'd be able to come in the first break.
Thanks, Mike.
What?
Could you come by?
If you want to, I'll do that.
All right.
I was doing that just because I thought it would be really inconvenient for him.
Come on.
I'll be there.
Okay. After an all-night flight.
I
can practically smell him.
Hey, guess who I got a picture with?
Who?
Chuck Willoughby.
All right.
It was at the after party after the show.
You partying with Chuck Willoughby?
You know what? Yeah. Dennis, yeah, Mike's right. Come on down for the first break tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And tell us all about your Hollywood adventure.
Okay, but we weren't able to take cable quarters into the after party because I couldn't light them.
That's all right. You just tell us about the celebrities.
Well, spin your yarn, Dennis.
Okay. Hey, Don Light.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something.
What's that?
Chuck has a lot of work done on his face.
Chuck Willoughby?
Yeah.
Oh, stop your joshing, Dennis.
Right.
He's naturally beautiful.
Okay. But he had a hot wife looking, though.
Okay. All right. Save it for tomorrow, Dennis.
Okay.
Save it for tomorrow.
Okay. Lucy out.
Bring the pictures. And just remember, it'll be Dennis telling stories because of the after party. There were no tape recorders.
There were
no tape recorders.
I got a picture with Uma Thurman lookalike on Kill Bill Kill.
Oh, and Uma Thurman
lookalike. That's odd.
A lookalike. All right, Dennis, we'll see you tomorrow when you get back.
Okay, see you all later.
Seacrest.
Out.
All right, bye, Dennis.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Write that down for tomorrow. Dennis, back from Hollywood.
I bet he's had a lot of McDonald's food all week.
Wow.
Menace, you know, Durfee.
Today is... Wouldn't it be Menace Durfee? Menace Durfee.
I'm just saying, no tape recorded. It's been just long enough since he's been on this show.
Well, does he say then McRonald? I mean, if he's got the problem with M's, although he has the problem with L too, because it's many listeners, and he'll say many
L's. Only thing that's solid.
Listener
is L's become M's.
Mm-hmm. N's or M's.
N's or M's are L's become N's or M's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because he has Mr. trouble with that. And although he says he can say them, but he's lazy.
Record. See, but you turn it into McCorder, which is just funny.
The tape McCorder.
Tape McCorder. McCorder.
Rob, Buzz, Mike.
He's flying in from Los Angeles.
Joe had a problem with the Matteries.
Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday at NASCAR.
NASCAR.
In Michmond.
NASCAR. Right.
So we'll hear
under it. The mites.
We'll hear a statement I'm going to say right here.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Bobby, give me that club. Son, maybe I'm not getting through to you. Let me explain. You gotta respect other people's things. You do not use a man's pitching wedge to hit clumps of mud.
It's not mud, Dad. It's dog dew.
The Don and Mike Show. Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show.
So many things we didn't get to today. Wayne Newton's website, Kirk Cameron's website.
Right.
DJ's looking for work. Arnold Schwarzenegger dyeing his hair. More human remains found. Third suitcase of human remains found.
That is gross. Yeah.
Gwenny Paltrow. What a nut job. What a ditch she is.
Now Gwenny Paltrow. Isn't she marvelous?
Named her kid Apple.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Not too much. That kid won't be getting beaten up too much.
Well, the Zappas did okay, didn't they?
Mike, that's a one-time exception.
Yeah. They're Frank's kids.
You know, you don't name your kid Apple.
No. Apple Paltrow.
Hey, Apple.
Or Apple, whatever the husband.
And they give her like a million middle names as well. And God.
Pam Dowdy.
so much I want to tell you about. Wait till tomorrow.
Apple panned out anyway.
It's a dessert.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
Make your stomach say howdy.
And, Troy. Troy was the number one movie. I don't know a soul that went to see this movie.
Well, but they're saying, I was going to talk to you about this because we had a big debate as to, and I think the debate stands squarely at kind of a push right now because you said it was going to be a smash, I said it was going to be a flop, and it's not, it's neither.
No, I'd say, what's the opening weekend, 46 million?
45, 46, yeah.
I'd say that constitutes a smash.
It says, for the second straight week, an immensely budgeted film did middling business at the box office. Mm. The Greek epic Troy took in $45.6 million this weekend,
according to
studio estimates. Though the opening is respectable and meets most analysts' expectations, the $175 million film fell short of the $50 million benchmark typically accorded a solid summer debut.
It will still be a blockbuster.
Second week always tells the tale.
Brad Pitt, where are Troy getting?
But the thing is about this, and I was just reading this, I just read this now, that I think it says Shrek 2 is opening on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's going to kill it.
Mm-hmm. But not kill it
but
for good.
But it's an R-rated movie.
Not kill it for good.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be a smash, and I don't think it's a flop.
I think $46 million on the first weekend says it's a smash.
A smash is now, you know, a smash is like Lord of the Rings.
No. A smash is still $100 million. Mm-hmm. A smash...
Oh, now we can make it, we can argue about what a real smash is, but I just read the story. It says it was not what they expected.
Congratulations, you read the story, but go out and look at the past history, though, that there are a lot of movies that open, like Van Helsing. Do you think that is a smash?
No. No.
See, I would disagree. Made $50 million this first weekend, another $20 million this weekend. It's going to make $100, $120
million. I mean, I'm just looking at the USA Today. It says, Hollywood summer is off to a cool start. Less than epic take for Troy.
They're always
and that's from Scott Bowles, who said that, you know, this. I'm just reading this right here, and that's what it says.
Like, all I know.
And although Troy isn't likely to make back its money in North American ticket sales, the Brad Pitt film probably will become profitable.
Listen. It has legs.
Profitable.
It has legs that are connected to a buttock, connected to a back, that is connected to a head.
Talk to somebody over the weekend that felt the same way I do. He's not that kind of actor. He's not the epic kind of... He's a popular
Hello,
actor.
Hello, can I just tell you
He's
one
not
thing?
That kind of actor.
You're a man.
Right.
You're a man. I don't expect it. I'm a man. I'm not going to go see that.
But they also said that the film's R rating is going to keep the teenage girls away. That's all I'm telling you. I'm saying that Troy is not a smash, nor will it be a smash.
I hate arguing for a fag movie like Troy, but it's going to be a smash. Mm-hmm. Mike, I'll tell
Titanic
you what.
Titanic was a smash.
I'll tell you what. Oh, okay. That was a great faggot movie. Titanic was a smash.
Right.
Titanic was a once every 30-year smash.
Well, define, you know, it's difficult. We're gonna have to agree to disagree about
smash. No, we're not.
I am very, very correct in my assessment.
You know what? I want to play Joe's tape. I'm writing it down for tomorrow.
Okay.
Troy... Smash or not.
The debate.
And then we can discuss other movies that are smashes or not smashes.
All right.
And I hate Troy. I just was saying...
It's tough for Troy with the... You know, it's got another smash out there right now. Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, not a smash.
No, not a smash. Respectable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, agree. And
that's the word that was used for Troy. Respect. That's what I read.
How about your own words for a change?
It sucks. It's going to be a total flop.
I remember the last time you said smash.
What?
Kangaroo Jack.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Kangaroo Jack.
No, really, I think the last time I said it'll be a smash was Titanic.
Oh, excuse me, Karnak.
I swear to God.
Sage and seer, who knows all about movies, you said Titanic would be a smash when?
I said...
The day it came out?
No, the day that James Cameron called me and said that he's got this wonderful idea for a film.
Shut up. We can argue this tomorrow.
All right.
Can I just... One thing? No, it's not a fact. Mike, it's not a fact.
What?
Although it is a fact.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's Troy, the Trojan War epic, was the number one movie over the weekend.
As everybody expected it would be.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's about two armies fighting over condoms.
That was a joke.
That's all they wanted. Yes, that was a DJ joke.
I understand.
It was a DJ joke.
Of course, Bruce.
Last night, CBS aired the first part of their Charles Manson miniseries. There hasn't been a guy this creepy on TV since Nick Nolte's mugshot photo. Oh, you laughed at that one.
Do you know, I'm thinking about you and this when we get in these arguments about movies. I don't know if we discussed this or not, but you know what I think is going to be a smash? Is Day After Tomorrow. I think
that's going to be a huge smash. Mm-hmm. I thought you kind of agreed with me on that.
Is that the disaster movie?
It's the disaster movie with Dennis Quaid. Yeah.
No. Okay. I think it'll... See, but now, this is where we have to have the debate, because I think that movie could make $100 million and not be a smash. So there's... Right there, I'm telling you, there's the exception to my rule.
Uh-huh.
I've just given you up the... not necessarily making $100 million makes it a smash.
Yeah, well, the $100 million rule was, like, established in the mid-70s, though, with Jaws and Star Wars. It doesn't really hold up anymore, because the dollar is different.
Is this the Don, Mike, and Rob show? Listen, Robbie, I love you, but when I'm arguing with Mike, you know, and Mike feels the same way when you step up and argue, and it seems that you're
taking... Yeah, it doesn't happen when he's on my side. Don't, you know, just relax.
Ooh, that's weird.
That's it. No.
All right.
No, that's fine. I think this this Troy debate has to be continued.
We will.
We have to keep a look at this, you know.
Just written
but here's
down.
The deal. Will you ever... I mean, will there come sometime by some barometer? Because when you're talking about movie numbers can be manipulated.
And if you go through, you can find movies where someone like Tom Cruise says, he got screwed because according to Paramount, Mission Impossible didn't make any money.
Right, right. But here's the deal.
So you can manipulate all the numbers you want.
I'm coming from this with a partial, I'm not saying what I said before, which is it's going to be a flop, but I also don't think it would be, a smash is a smash. It's like, that's a smash to me is everybody's going to see it, everybody's talking about
define
it.
Define a smash from last year. Can you name a smash?
You'd have to give me the movies, because, I mean, I'm just trying to think of it.
Passion, for sure.
The Passion, that's a smash. That's okay. What everybody's talking about, everybody's going to see.
I would agree. Yeah. And those movies, and if that's the barometer, then no, Troy's not going to be a smash.
And I don't think it's going to be a flop, either.
But if you're talking
so
about...
So really, that's a push. You said smash.
Adam Sandler's last dumb movie with Drew Barrymore? Now, hold on. I like Adam Sandler, but I don't like his... So take...
His last one was kind of a flop, right?
It made over $100 million.
Yeah, but it wasn't...
It was in theaters for 3 weeks. Mm. Everybody that wanted to see it went to see it.
Right.
Made more than it costed. Made $100 million. Kept the streak going.
I'd like to modify the from being a flop, Troy will be a modest disappointment.
I think it would be a modest success.
All right.
I, and I don't know how I got pushed into this Troy as a smash.
You said it.
I guess it was just my loins talking.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was just the gay in me talking, because right. It's Brad.
But you know, when it comes, I'm going to make an admission here, and you do not. All right, I will only say this.
Say what?
I will only say this if it is not taken out of context.
I make you no promises, sir.
I'm not going to say it. No, because I can hear it. I can hear it being put on.
Because I'm right about movies more than you.
No, I would never say that.
What
I would
are you
going to
say?
I would. What I was going to say is I come from. Let me see how I say this.
Humble background?
No. I'm talking about movies. When it comes to movies and being in touch with the female side and all that.
Oh, you're a faggot.
No, I'm not. No, stop it. I just think that, you know, movies like that, if it's like you say Titanic, kind of a chick flick, I'm more likely to go see that than you are. And this, wouldn't you say, is more of a chick flick, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I said I didn't think the chicks would go see this movie.
I think they will, because it's him.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will, because it's... Well, either way, listen, we'll have this discussion tomorrow about what's a smash and what's not a smash, what's good, what's not good, what just flat-out stinks.
Okay.
Right? Like, are we... And I'm not talking about if you like it or not. The Olsen Twins movie, that's a garbage pail of a movie.
Absolutely.
That's a movie that's made like $9 million. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to go see that.
That's a total disaster.
Nobody's going to go see that.
Right.
Okay, and you're right, Shrek opens this week...
I think Shrek is going to affect everything. Sure.
Yuck. You know, I never even saw the first Shrek.
Really? I did.
But can I tell you, well, you have kids. Little kids.
That's who's going.
So you have to see.
That's who's going to movies.
So like when I see the ads.
Yeah.
This is the real, the first Shrek, did it have that jive like, I don't want to say bad because the stuff from Pixar is great.
Right.
The Monsters, Inc.
Right.
It had that jive, hey, it's done with computers, and
they're all
nothing's
like that.
Really real. And
it's some of them are good and some of them aren't.
Just
I was
like
not
Miner's
a big,
voice.
My kids absolutely love Shrek. I'm not a big Shrek fan.
What about Ice Age?
Ice Age is without going away, hands down. Well, you know, I'll say Toy Story was right up there.
Mm-hmm.
But Ice Age, in recent memory, the best one as far as the material and the jokes that are for parents and for kids, fantastic. That's, that's when I watch with my 8-year-old daughter, and I laugh out loud when
But how good is the cartoon, though?
It's all the same, that stuff, now, because it's all the computer-generated stuff. That's now... That's our animation.
Yeah, ever since Toy Story came out, it's pretty much, it holds steady. It's all real good, but it looks like that.
And Shrek is just, but the only thing about Shrek
to me looks like a video game. Shrek to me looks like,
really?
When I play like Splinter Cell or something.
It looks like a Listerine commercial to me with the bottle, the animated bottle. Mm-hmm.
Shrek is different than Pixar.
Right.
That's the Katzenberg.
It's weird. It's weird. The animation. Right now, I don't judge them even the way they look as much as the way they sound and the material and the
writing.
The writing in Ice Age was,
pretty good.
Just really. Dennis Leary is the voice of one of those.
Yeah, Ray Romano.
It was
John Leguizamo. See it again for the 800th time.
But Shrek 2, I tell you what I do in most of these movies that I go with my kids. I'm out.
You go to sleep.
Yeah, I've been elbowed by my daughters many times because I am sound asleep. You show me Agent Cody Banks, it's nap time.
Sure.
I'm going out.
Are you like Joe with a nap? Or?
I'm out, mouth open, snoring. Daddy, you're snoring. That's what it is.
Sober up.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Now, listen, Joe went to the NASCAR.
Yeah.
I purpley waited.
Mm-hmm. Like your shirt. I purpley waited.
That's what it Mike is. Mike had on a purple shirt. Incidentally, if I do see Troy, I want to wear that shirt.
Yeah, there's it right now that you're smashed. You're going to go see Troy? Not a chance.
No.
You wouldn't be in 6 miles of Troy.
No, that would I go see Troy.
Exactly.
God, and maybe it'll be one of those movies that gets me so mad. Over the weekend, I was bored, and there was nothing on, and I went to the pay-per-views, and you know what I rented? And after 5 minutes, I got so mad, I turned the TV, started screaming at the TV, I don't know why I rented it. Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, God.
Because there's nothing.
Is that the Steve Martin movie?
Yeah. Yes, there's nothing on. Do you know I wasted $3.99 because I turned it off before the 5 minute preview was even over?
Wow.
It's like as soon as I see the crazy scene in the kitchen with the kids and they're making the food, like the assembly line, and Bonnie Hunt is saying what the kids have to do, and Steve Martin's crazy, I'm like, oh, God. You know, I might as well just open up the door and throw in $5 outside.
Safe, safe, safe. That's that kind of comedy.
Mike, I'll tell you what about that movie. It was a smash.
Smash.
Made over $100 million.
Fantastic.
All right, tomorrow we'll discuss Troy.
Troy.
Tron is Jay Maynard.
That's right.
It's Jay Maynard, right?
In fact, I'd lay odds that Jay Maynard probably went to see Troy.
He probably did.
He's now working on a skirt.
Do we have time for the Joe stuff?
Joe Mose.
All right, we'll start with one. You know, this is probably going to have to follow over to tomorrow's show as well. Huh? We sent Joe to Richmond.
Right.
To NASCAR. You heard the questions on Friday's episode. Here we go now. The first, Joe Mo. Joe Man on the Street.
Joe Mose.
At NASCAR.
Hello. I'm Big Joe Ardinger from NASCAR and CBS.
Big Joe.
Can I ask you a few questions take for broadcast? What is your name and where are you from?
Carl Dawson from Lost Creek, West Virginia.
And what brings you to NASCAR this fine evening?
Enjoy the racing.
Ain't these cars fast?
Yes. Yeah, very fast.
Who is your favorite driver?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Is he the dead one?
No, he's Jr.
Do you like that gay driver?
Who's that?
What was his name again?
No.
It is now the year 2004. What year do you think we'll see the first African-American Nextel Cup Series winner?
2008.
Oh. How do you think the cicadas will affect tonight's race?
I don't know.
Who do you think will win Survivor?
Don't know.
What were your feelings when you first heard about the death of James Garner?
Didn't hear about it.
In your opinion, what is an acceptable percentage of minorities in attendance at a NASCAR event?
As many as possible. Don't
Do you think Tony Stewart learned to drive real good from his dad, Jackie Stewart?
No.
Have you seen the nude pictures of Jeff Gordon on the internet? What say you?
No, I haven't.
I wouldn't want to. In your opinion, why did the South lose the Civil War?
Don't know.
It's been said that Dale Sr. died because God needed a driver. Where do you think God needs to be driven to?
Don't know.
How many teeth are in the average human head?
30, 40-some.
How many teeth are in your head?
Oh,
about that many. Since I am a Vietnam veteran, would you like to thank me for my service to my country?
Yes, thank you very much.
Can you share a positive experience regarding Goody's brand headache powders?
No.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
No.
Do you find me attractive?
No.
Thanks for your time, man.
Well, a lot was of that Joe laughing or was somebody else laughing?
It was Joe laughing.
Just a little giggly.
A lot of that guy's answers were either I don't know
right.
or don't know.
30,
or,
40 teeth in your head.
Or right. don't know. And how many do you have, sir?
About that.
However, he did say if you want to look inside the social consciousness of that man's head,
right.
he did say an African-American driver
will
within,
win.
Within 4 years
right.
and percentage of minorities unlimited.
No limit. Exactly. Right.
No limit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he didn't know why the South lost the war.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, Joe. What was that guy like?
He was the one giggling.
Yeah.
Or buddy, he had a guy right next to him who was kind of...
Yeah, see, you're not a giggler, are you?
No, and I mean, it was hot. So I had to actually, in the next interviews, I had to ramp it up because I could tell when I was interviewing him that I was, like, talking very slow.
Oh, really? Okay.
Almost had some heat stroke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hot.
Hot.
And because
that
the cars
in,
and all
in
that.
The infield, too.
Right.
So.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, so it was probably nice.
What's it smell? Somebody says it smells like tire. What is it? What's, it's overwhelming to smell like of fumes and gas and stuff, right?
Yeah, there's. Yeah, because they're in the garage area, like you heard, they're constantly testing the engines, so there's always smoke and smell
okay.
and mm-hmm. everything.
Did you get any good answers? Any of these people give
oh,
you
yeah,
good
yeah.
answers?
Did you know there's 26 teeth in your head?
Okay, get out of here.
Thank you, Joe.
Seacrest.
Right.
Bye, Joe. We have to break. We'll come back. We'll hear some more of this.
Good.
Joe talked to quite a few people. I hope he gave better answers than just, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. 30, 40 something?
Didn't hear about that.
I hear that.
Wouldn't like. And, you know, the great question, you know, God needed a driver. Where does God need to be driven?
Don't know.
Don't know. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Vatican.
A message from the Pope.
The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
What's he got to say?
Congratulations, this is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Hey.
Just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's not the Pope.
They are entertaining always. Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Jethro.
Let's see. Tomorrow on the show, Dennis Murphy will be coming in to tell us about his red carpet experience in Los Angeles.
Yep, taking the Met Eye.
also tomorrow, an interview. You'll love this. I don't want to pre-sell this, but
right.
you really want to listen for the guy we have tomorrow. A guy who says... If you've been worried about 9/11 and the threat of terror,
uh-huh.
the easiest way to a calm soul is to sing Broadway show tunes.
Hello, gorgeous.
Yes, he's a British fellow, but a motivational speaker. Wonderful.
And very exciting.
He's tomorrow, plus we'll get to our gay Troy thing.
Good.
The movie Troy. I've got a new game we'll play tomorrow involving the megaphone and... God, what else? Oh, it's, you know, we never really talked about The Sopranos today.
No, we didn't.
We'll do it tomorrow. And we're going to have lots of Joe at NASCAR because we've just incredibly run our mouths today and not heard any of Joe's interviews.
Yeah, and that first one, the guy from West Virginia, he said is the weakest of the bunch, so he's got a lot more good ones to come.
Here we go. Let's hear another one. Here's Joe this weekend, Saturday, Richmond. It's time for... Oh, hold on. Let me get it right here. The Joe... Joe
Mo,
here's the intro.
Joe
Mo. Here's the intro.
It's time for another edition of Joe Mo's.
Right.
Joe Artinger, man on the streets.
And here we go at NASCAR.
Hello, I am Big Joe Artinger from NASCAR on CBS. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast? What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Brenda Bates and I'm from Zanesville, Ohio.
What brings ye to NASCAR this fine evening?
Jimmy Johnson, the number 48.
Ain't these cars fast?
Oh, they're extremely fast, yeah.
Who is your favorite driver?
Of course, 48, Jimmy Johnson.
Isn't he the dead one?
No, he's much alive.
Do you like that gay driver?
What
was his name again?
No, he's not gay. Gordon?
Joe played that one
he did.
Perfectly.
He did.
Who is that, Gordon?
It is now the year 2004. What year do you think we'll see the first African-American Nextel Cup Series winner?
I'd say maybe 2010.
Hmm. How do you think the cicadas will affect tonight's race?
The what?
Cicadas.
What'd that be?
Who do you think will win Survivor?
Kobe.
Kobe.
Again, let me just point out that, of course, Survivor's been over a while.
I like, and the big coaches in the background.
They already did that.
What were your feelings when you first heard about the death of James Garner?
Not too bad.
In your opinion, what is an acceptable percentage of minorities in attendance at a NASCAR event?
About 100,000.
Do you think...
She had a number in mind.
Not 100,000%.
100,000.
Tony Stewart learned to drive real good from his dad, Jackie Stewart?
Heck no, he don't know how to drive.
He don't know how to drive.
And again, wasted on these people. Remember Jackie Stewart with the guy...
Stewart was the Scottish guy with black smoke pouring out of the back of the car. It's an incredible Indy race. But we're going to find out that right now. We're going to see that all the cars are here.
He always wore that...
Jackie Stewart is really a combination of Mike Myers and Mrs. Doubtfire.
and that driving hat.
Yeah.
And he was always on Wide World of Sports.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And he was in a really bad wreck one time.
More than one time, right?
Yeah, a real disastrous one that he survived, I think.
Have you seen the nude pictures of Jeff Gordon on the internet? What say you?
No.
In your opinion, why did the South lose the Civil War?
Here we go.
They didn't have enough people.
Ye are funny.
We knew we'd get some answers.
Ye are funny. They
didn't have enough people.
Wow.
It has been said that Dale Sr. died because God needed a driver. Where do you think God needs to be driven to?
Around the clouds.
How many teeth are in the average human head?
Laps around the clouds.
Oh, they're not in the head. They're in the mouth. Probably about 32.
How many teeth are in your head?
37.
Hold on a 30, second.
37, the other guy had 40. They're like Jaws.
And she wants 100,000 percentage of minorities.
100,000 people. Say 100,000,
no,
right?
We asked the percentage. We said, what's an acceptable percentage?
100,000%.
Since I am a Vietnam veteran, would you like to thank me for my service to our country?
Sure, thanks for your service.
Can you share a positive experience regarding Goody's brand headache powders?
Sure, they are really good for your head.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
Yep.
Do you find me attractive?
Yeah.
Joe Mode.
Wow. She seemed to be a little curt with him at the end.
Let's move on to another one now. Joe Ardinger, Saturday night, Richmond, Virginia, NASCAR under the lights.
Hello. I am Big Joe Ardinger from NASCAR and CBS. Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast?
Certainly.
What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Graham Hurley. I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Yes. What brings you to NASCAR this fine evening?
It's just the joy and excitement of racing.
Ain't these cars fast?
Really fast.
Who is your favorite driver?
I'm a Gordon fan.
Doesn't he the dead one?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
Do you like that gay driver?
Which one would that be?
What was his name again?
Junior?
It is now the year 2004. What year do you think we'll see the first African-American Nextel Cup Series winner?
I wouldn't mind seeing it in 2005.
And now there you go.
Let me say, of all these people, this has really surprised me. Mm-hmm. 2010, 2008, mm-hmm. Wouldn't mind seeing it next year.
We were thinking maybe it's our fault, right? For stereotyping, we were thinking we'd get an answer over my dead body.
Well, we've still got about eight more of these.
Right, exactly.
But let's not give up hope. Yeah. Let's keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
How do you think the cicadas will affect tonight's race?
I don't even know what that is.
Wow. Who do you think will win on Survivor?
Is it that show over?
Hey!
Very good.
Hey, hold on. Winner!
There you go.
Isn't that show over?
What were your feelings when you first heard about the death of James Garner?
My favorite.
James Garner. How many movies was he in?
In your opinion, what is the acceptable percentage of minorities in attendance at a NASCAR event?
Acceptable?
I wouldn't necessarily say acceptable. I mean, the more the merrier.
Do you think Tony Stewart learned to drive real good from his dad, Jackie Stewart?
I don't think his dad is Jackie Stewart.
Hey, we got a smart one here in Mobile, Alabama.
Let's see, we got a guy who's a little too on the ball for
this
game.
Yeah, he's sharp.
Mm-hmm. Pictures of Jeff Gordon on the internet. What say you?
Oh, no, I haven't made it to that website. Hopefully never will.
In your opinion, why did the South lose the Civil War?
Those damn Yankees.
It has been said that Dale Sr. died because God needed a driver. Where do you think God needs to be driven to?
Victory Lane. Yeah.
Victory Lane.
I like that. It's time for another edition of Joe Moe.
That is a good answer, yeah. Victory Lane.
How many teeth are in the average human head?
40. 26. Yeah.
Hold on.
40. 40, is 40? 40
and then 26.
26. It's bigger than 40. All those piano keys.
It goes right from 40 to 26.
40.
40.
46. 40. I'm having trouble talking.
How many teeth are in your head?
25 and a half.
It's a half tooth.
This is the best one so far.
25 and a half.
Since I am a Vietnam veteran, would you like to thank me for my service to our country?
Sure.
Can you share a positive experience regarding Goody's brand headache powders?
Well, they stick to the inside of my mouth. I wouldn't necessarily call that a good experience.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
Definitely. No more Howard Stern.
Do you find me attractive?
Definitely not.
Thanks for your time.
Joe Moe's.
Wow, that was a funny one.
Yeah. See, we got time for one more. How many do you got?
There's four more.
Four more left? You want one more?
Yeah,
I mean, we're cutting into Buzz's news time. Not, you know, let's just hear the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
Just the beginning, to hear the person.
Hello, I am Big Joe Ardinger from NASCAR on CBS. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast? Yes.
I think that's the tease.
Okay.
Yes, no, I'm not.
We'll come back to it tomorrow.
Very good.
He's still got four or five more people that he talked to.
This is good.
Best assignment yet, though. I don't care. You know, who cares what the rest of them are like? I'm looking forward to them anyway.
And where are these people? 40 teeth in their hands.
My favorite, though. Where's he driving? Victory Lane!
He had an answer.
He did. It was a great answer.
What about the woman? The gay driver? Oh, Gordon!
Yeah.
Jeff Gordon.
That's good.
Okay, hold on to that. That rolls over to tomorrow's show as well. Jesus H. Christ. Oh, well, we have closed Joe before we open Buzz.
We're listening to Joe Moe's. Joe Ardinger, man on the street.
Yeah. Is that the close?
Yeah.
That was it. Hold on, let me hear it again.
Thanks for listening to Joe Moe's. Joe Ardinger, man on the street.
Now, close that. Now we'll open Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly for
like a surgeon,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
All right, close Joe. Open Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
How many times have I heard that?
What's your story on the news and comments today?
Today, Bush ponders an early pullout from Iraq.
That seems to go along with Open Joe and
that horse you were talking about.
Rock Hard 10.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, 40 teeth. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
106.7 WJFK invites you to an evening with Bill O'Reilly, Friday evening, June 4th at the Listener Auditorium at George Washington University. Tickets go on sale at Ticketmaster tomorrow at noon. Bill O'Reilly brings his no-spin zone to Washington. Only from 106.7 WJFK.
Wait, I've heard a lot.
Right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
We're running a commercial to go buy tickets to see that dope Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, it's sure. No-spin zone.
We're not going to give them away.
No, it sure would be bad. It'd be too bad if something happened to this tape so that it couldn't be played again.
Cartridges do break, Don.
Sure would be too bad if something happened to this stupid friggin' tape. Buy
a simulation.
God damn, what is wrong with this station? How's your ride going? What's happening, Beverly?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
Ronnie, are you grilling tonight?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the moondoos.
Not yet available on DVD. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what are you grilling tonight?
This place is so stinky.
This audio chain here.
Yeah. We just ran a commercial that Ron and Fez did, the two guys that work after we do.
Some kind of technical problem there, I think.
It sounded like it was a little muffled.
This is a commercial.
Johnsonville Brats. Don't be stuck with just a hot dog. Go out and do it in style. Have a brat for you and your buddies.
I am so excited about this. If there's anything I like
I think
more
it
than
sounds
grilling,
good.
It's grilling Johnsonville Brats.
Again.
Why don't you come over, Mike? Yeah.
I think it sounds fine.
The concern here is not about the quality of the commercial, meaning the guys who are reading it or the spectacular copy. The fact is that we're running a commercial.
It kind of sounds like this.
A little naughty.
Hey, this is Ron and Fez.
You got the phone here.
Hold on a second. Right. Hey, hotline, hello.
Gentlemen, sorry to interrupt.
You're always interrupting me. What can
sorry.
I do for you?
Just inquiring what country you would like to eat from tonight.
I thought you were going to get some Thai food.
If that's the country you want, I'm on my way there now, then.
Darling, you know what I'd like?
I know what you like.
I'd like some Johnsonville...
What brats.
Johnsonville
brats.
Listen to this commercial.
Grill. You against that? I know you love to come over for eating, but how about helping me clean the grill every once in a while?
I'm more of an eater than an actual grill cleaner.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You know, the problem with this station is you get disc jockeys, you get...
What was that, honey?
What was that?
That was a motorcycle. I'm on the street, baby doll. I got to run around and I'm walking the street.
You get disc jockeys doing commercials, uh-huh. and the station's equipment is so awful that the microphone's like this.
Hey, how about some Johnsonville brats? I'd love that. How about some Johnsonville brats?
That's wrong. It's insane.
Jesus Christ.
Look who's in the studio.
I know, Wendell, don't...
I know whose fault it is.
Don't take it personally, Wendell.
I know, none taken. I think that's probably just dirty heads. John left me a note on my door saying that we're out of alcohol to clean the heads with, and I haven't gotten around to getting any yet.
But it's just one of them. It's muddy.
Don't get mad, Wendell. God.
I don't get mad. Yes. Get glad.
You get what?
Glad. That's a joke.
No. I get glad?
Yeah.
I don't get mad.
No,
I get glad.
Crap falls over.
Wendell, you got another book?
The crap falls all over the floor. I get glad, Dom. I get real damn glad of you, Dom.
For goodness sake.
Wendell, when there's a problem like with the quality of the commercial, the audio...
I'm going to see if I can find that read and just redub it.
Okay, it's not you. We're not mad at you.
Thanks for letting us know.
We're not mad at Ron and Fez.
We just have a bad dirty head.
You hear a commercial.
Maybe that's it.
And the microphone sounds like this.
You go, God, how did that ever get through?
Exactly.
How'd that get through?
It's fun.
Probably because there's no alcohol. Probably because I hadn't had time today to run and get the alcohol.
Okay.
Okay, and again, the alcohol, Wendell, speaking about is alcohol that we use to clean the heads of the antiquated equipment.
Because our equipment, it's technology that really is not exactly industry-wide.
No. There's plenty of the other kind.
Yeah, there's plenty around here, you know. Yeah. Wendell, just find one of those bottles of vodka we have around here.
Actually, that would work.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, Wendell, use effing vodka.
I've got another bottle I'm bringing home tonight.
Oh, I saw that. It's got like a grippy label on it. That's weird.
It does. Go up to the office. Help yourself to a bottle of that.
Yeah, I'll clean the heads with that and redub it, and we should have a clean sound in Johnsonville Broad spot in a moment.
Forget about that. Just have some of the vodka. Chill out.
Yeah,
so you don't come in here like Full Metal Jacket. Every time we mention there's something wrong
with
this
studio. It's so funny when Wendell comes into the
studio.
Which
would make me the drill sergeant or,
it's
or private
no, you're
pile.
Not,
your private pile.
Oh, great.
I hate to tell you that, but that's the fear factor. You know, in a way, we're not afraid of the sergeant. We're afraid of private pile.
All right, Wendell. Thank you,
Wendell.
Here's our engineer, Wendell Hall,
my hero.
All right, my darling. Well, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to do my job, but I can get dinner, but I don't have time for dry cleaning.
Ay, ay, ay. You're so busy. All right, you're so pretty. You're so put upon.
They just closed too early. I can't serve you the way I properly could when I was
tell you this,
time-wise.
Didn't I tell you this morning you're going to bring the stuff to the cleaners? I said, don't they close? And you said, well, they're going to be open. I said, all right, go ahead, knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you wanted Thai food.
He wants Johnsonville brats.
All right, baby, thank you.
I'm trying to make you happy in as many ways as I possibly can.
Wow.
Well, I know you made me happy this weekend.
By going away?
No.
Thank you.
Because you found spiritual enlightenment this weekend.
Well, luckily I was meditating and I was praying for you too. So you should be all squared away.
I am. I'm fantastic.
That's great.
All right, good.
All right, love you.
right, I love you too. Mike, I'll work on you next. Buzz,
thank
you're
you.
Okay.
Thank
right,
you.
Thank
I need
you.
It.
All right, good.
There you go, Buzz. Being the favorite again.
So you think Buzz is okay?
You let me know, Buzz, if anything comes up for you. But I think Mike's an emergency case, so I got to.
You want to pray for Mike now?
I'll take anything I can get. I like prayers for me. But you know, I'm
on the prayer list.
I'm good. I'm really good. I had a great weekend.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
baby.
All right. Very good.
All right. Love you.
All right. I love you too.
I'll see you. Bye.
Bye, Sugar Bear.
Bye, bye.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Get my dinner.
Get my dinner. Be a good wife. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz brought to you by Viramax, mm-hmm. the world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. You see, when you hear a commercial on the radio, the sound of the announcer's voice should be as crystal clean
and
as pristine as you're hearing now.
Listen to how clear and crisp this is.
Dr. DeVella.
Someone call for a doctor?
Clinically tested. Viramax 1-AAA Tri-V-Max. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair are reportedly working on a plan to get their troops out of Iraq as soon as possible. They're considering a pullout that would begin as soon as we return power to the Iraqis a week from Wednesday. So says the source for a British newspaper. In the past, Bush used the words as long as it takes and talked about the occupation possibly stretching to 2007. But the plan could
change.
Until
he read the Newsweek poll numbers.
Right. And the plan could change again, as you mentioned earlier, now that the man who was supposed to have been the president of Iraq's governing council has been assassinated.
Yeah, they blowed him up real good. And,
man, oh, man.
All that stuff with Rumsfeld now, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he might have known about what was going on in the prisons over there.
Yeah, it's, you know, even with a pullout, it's going to be interesting to see how the country responds to this. I mean, I'm glad to get those guys out of there.
Right.
I think everybody's going to be asking the same question. You know, why did we go in there in the first place?
And the ticket that I guess is not going to happen, but that they talked about on all these dumb shows that I read about in the paper over the weekend, I could go for Kerry McCain.
Mm-hmm.
I could go for that.
You know what? I think really, when I think about it, it's something that the country could really
use. The novel idea.
Don't you think it's something the country could use?
Yeah. Yes.
You get people from both sides for a change.
A Democrat and a Republican.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Republicans have served in Democratic administrations, and Democrats have served in Republican administrations. Why not at the top of the ticket?
That way you get a, you know, listen, there's no bigger goddamn conservative than John McCain. So you get him. I mean, I put him up there with all the rest of them. So you get him in there, and you got Kerry in there, and you got one on one and one on the other.
You know, the only thing I hear about John McCain, though, there are a lot of people that talk about his integrity.
He's pretty independent.
And, you know, he kind of thinks on his own. Mm-hmm. I mean, believe it or not, I like to think, maybe I'm, you know, he's a politician, but the fact is, I like to think maybe there are some guys like that.
That may be the problem. He's his own man. He's outspoken, and I don't think he'd want to be second fiddle to another president.
He's one of them, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's he's one of them.
Republican, yeah, he is. Yeah.
You know, all the way down.
I don't think it's likely.
All the way down to his conservative soul. But
I could see him in a cabinet post. I wouldn't see him as the.
But wouldn't it be great? Would that be an unbeatable ticket? I mean, how could you argue with that?
Pretty attractive. Yeah.
Kerry and McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'd say even what the hell? Because I hate Bush so much.
Right.
Move it the other way around. You know.
Yeah, flip it. Make
that'd be McCain and Kerry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be cool with that.
It'd be even better, probably.
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
A Republican and a Democrat, though. That's smart.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it'll happen, but wouldn't it be interesting if it did?
Yeah, sure would.
Interesting.
Which will happen?
Interesting.
Hello.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Yeah. I'm a little.
I am Big Joe. Which will happen first? A Republican and a Democrat running for president, or a black winning a NASCAR Nextel event?
That is a good question. That is a truly good question.
Yeah. I might have to go with my friend the Negro there.
You never know.
I think so.
So the casualties continue to mount, and the U.S. image continues to sink around the world, not to mention, as you did, the liability the war has become to the president's reelection campaign. An aide to Secretary of State Colin Powell was so nervous about the politics yesterday, she swung the camera off her boss during a long-distance interview with NBC's Tim Russert during Meet the Press. Swung the camera onto a palm tree.
Too funny, because
what was that about? I didn't see it.
He had Colin Powell. It's one of those things when you're on all these shows,
mm-hmm.
you make a commitment. You say,
right.
I'm going to be on Face the Nation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on Meet the Press. I'm going to be on the Fox News Sunday. Apparently, his time on this show, you tell me if I'm wrong, but his time on the show was over. Somebody grabs him. That's at least what I heard on Fox News today. Somebody grabs him and says, you got to be on another show.
Right.
So Tim Russert's standing there, you know, sucking air. And later, Colin Powell called him and said, hey, I'm sorry that I, walked off your show.
They were taping the interview in advance, and the aide to Colin Powell had a sense that Russert was going to keep Mr. Powell longer than he was supposed to, longer than he'd agreed to, and she was concerned that because it was taped, it was going to be improperly edited for broadcast.
So, and Powell was a guest on Meet the Press. State Department press aide Emily Miller didn't like this fact about the editing and about the delay. So she shoved the camera and announced to her boss, "You're off," while they were taping. "I am not," replied Powell. And he continued, "Emily, get out of the way. Bring the camera back, please." Russert added that what Emily did was not appropriate. Later, John McCain asked if his camera could also be focused on a palm tree.
John McCain say that?
Yes, he did.
You know,
funny guy.
I don't really, and I don't know if anybody knows this, but John McCain goes on Letterman quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's funny.
Absolutely funny. No, I mean, legitimately funny. Like a funny guy you'd meet on the street.
Yeah.
Really a funny guy.
A lot of laughs on Jon Stewart last week, the Daily Show as
well.
A couple of Minneapolis teachers are in trouble after their students saw or heard unedited tape of the Nick Berg beheading at school. The photography teacher who showed the entire video has been suspended with pay. The social studies teacher who played the raw audio could be next. Parents say they should have been asked if they wanted their child exposed to this.
What grade?
I'll have to check. It's high school in Minneapolis.
What?
Where they've been playing it on the radio quite a bit. Quoting one parent, something like this is way off curriculum. It's
way
too graphic.
Off. That's just, no. I mean, adults have trouble with that stuff. I mean, there are adults that gets in. And, you know, it got into my head. It's still in my head.
Yeah. Some students have spoken up on behalf of the teachers, saying the tape is relevant to learning about the war. But quoting the school superintendent, "You don't have academic freedom to cause psychological damage to children."
I agree 1,000%.
I kind of disagree. I don't know. I mean, it's happening. It's
happening, but it's happening.
It's something the kids should know about.
But they do know about it. They read about it. They say there's no need to show them that tape.
But do they? I mean,
that's really something that I think when a kid's on, you know, you let the parents decide whether they or it's just they're too young. It messes up adults.
But, Mike, here's the thing, though. Any kid could do a Google search,
right,
and find this stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have disc jockeys like Sean Hannity that are playing the audio, and now radio stations, there are ABC radio stations around the country that have a link on their official, like, KABC website for the news talk station in Los Angeles. They got a link right here. Is it link? You want to see it? Click here. You want to hear it? Click here.
Yeah, it's one thing to see it, but it's another thing to be in a classroom where, you know, where you're a captive audience and you have to see it. Because really, that type of stuff, and I'm in this because I have because I looked at it myself and I regret doing it because it stayed in my head, and it's just, I mean, that's the type of thing that you want to talk about, not appropriate for a classroom.
Nightmarish.
I would disagree that, it's bad and nightmarish, but if age appropriate, you're talking about juniors and seniors in high school. They've seen a lot worse. Let them see something real.
I saw it.
Let them see
it. I don't know if they've
seen it. And you know what? I saw it, too. And I don't mean to diminish the effect.
Oh, I thought you hadn't seen it.
Yeah, I did. I did the search and saw it. And maybe it's because it was on the computer and a webcast.
Mm-hmm.
I found it hard to see the I don't want to sound gross about this, but see the, you know.
No, it got blurry at the end of it, and it
you know,
was
there was just the awful scene with the guy holding his head up at the end.
Yeah, and
that was very clear.
Finishing the job, which was, you know,
It's gross. That's the whole thing. I don't know.
If I'm a father of a junior in high school, and the kids come home, I know how that kind of stuff. If you look at it, it can really get into your head, and it's is it appropriate? I just don't think it is.
Mm.
It's not appropriate for a teacher to make that call.
Right. From your Homeland Insecurity Department.
I'll have to ask Mr. Anus about that. He's got a great opus.
They're talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Mr. Holland.
Mr. Holland. Opus.
It's not Mr. Anus. It's Mr.
No.
Holland.
Yeah, that was a variation on a movie that we used to talk about.
Right, Mr. Holland.
That was funny.
They're talking about.
See, if you want to know if I ever missed the old days, sometimes that time.
Sure.
When you had Mr. Holland. That was a movie, actually. It was not the original movie. The original movie was Mr. Holland's Opus, and then.
It became Mr. Holland's.
Other word. Right.
Sure.
But.
Homeland Insecurity. They're talking about.
And it was hard getting all the horn section in there.
It sure was.
Yeah.
Man.
But a much more entertaining film.
They're talking about banning cell phones at Los Angeles International Airport. And the Rose Bowl and Universal Studios. The sheriff in Los Angeles and other officials are even talking about using phone jamming equipment if a terrorist attack is suspected. Cell phones were used to detonate explosives 2 months ago in Japan. A jamming device stopped the assassination of Pakistan's president in December. Quoting the sheriff, "Public safety is more important than public convenience."
Absolutely.
Jammers already exist, even one that just keeps the phones from ringing. There's also a cell phone detector on the market, available on the internet.
Hey, man, you know, if it's going to prevent a bomb going up,
sure.
You know, I'll take a message. I'll call you later.
Absolutely.
But what if it was my wife calling? Asking me if I want a Thai food or not.
Well, you know, you have to make sacrifices, Don.
You know what they should do? They should pump up the jam.
pump the jam!
And a security scare in Scotland when a woman got past security and onto a jet wearing nothing but a G-string and a belly shirt.
Baby!
The 22-year-old stripper was drunk and looking for a place to sleep after breaking up with her boyfriend. The plane was empty and she fell asleep in the cockpit, which is where security found her 8 hours later. In her words, I was just wearing my knickers and a little top when I woke up.
Here she is.
No. I got hiccups. Two team! Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
The...
No, all right. All right. I don't even remember what it was.
They let her off with a warning, but quoting the girl, if I can break into a major airport, what chance have they got to catch terrorists?
Oh, God.
Okay, there's a lot of those stories, Buzz. We have to break here.
Uh-huh.
When we come back, what's next?
William Donald Schaefer of Maryland complaining about foreign-speaking McDonald's employees.
Well, now,
hello there, honey, William Donald.
That's right.
Well, now, what's wrong with that story, huh?
See you later.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I agree. Maybe you're one of those people who has got your cell phone strapped to you at all times. It's always charged, never flashes, no service. Lucky you! Mm-hmm. You're the only person on the planet. You've never stepped foot outside your parents' home.
But if you're like the other 99% of the free world, your cell phones sometimes end up in a coat pocket. And then it ends up in a coat pocket. It don't end up in a coat pocket. On the floor of, we won't go into that. And while you've had every intention of recharging it overnight, you were just too dang tired when you got home and you forgot.
Listen, get a car with OnStar, because OnStar has hands-on phone. You just press the button, it says, number please, you give it the number, you call, and you get great reception, even in areas where you don't get good cell reception.
There's no additional roaming or long-distance charges, so when you order a bundle of minutes on your credit card, that's it. No surprises.
And OnStar Personal Calling, you have a phone that's always there, it's always charged. OnStar Personal Calling, available here. Go to OnStar.com.
Don and Mike Show.
Right.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They respectfully decline. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, Buzz, more news now. Buzz, more news now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Maryland Comptroller William Donald Schaefer has stirred up quite a controversy.
Uh-oh.
By saying that McDonald's employees should be able to speak English fluently and clearly. The 82-year-old veteran politician had a run-in at a Severna Park McDonald's last week. He apparently treated a woman rather rudely over the issue.
Good for him.
He also says he doesn't like to see foreign languages on McDonald's packaging. Quoting a customer, it's not their fault. They have a heavy accent, but it makes it difficult for customers. Quoting an employee, maybe we should say hola amiga to customers now, or we could put up a sign saying Spanish only. Thank you, Schaefer.
Yeah, this goes back to, was it 5 years ago?
Long time ago.
We did that bit with El Cezino.
Yeah.
El Cezino, I remember.
Cezino.
I don't remember what Cezino. The town is in right. Texas, but they wanted to change, it's in Texas, mm-hmm. wanted to change the language.
That's who's on CSI tonight, Gary Cezino.
Wanted to, and boy, with these sinuses, mm-hmm. I am always having to sneeze.
Sinizo.
And wasn't he a great clown?
He was a wonderful
along
clown.
Along with Yucco.
Yes, yes. And Ouchie.
Ouchie. And Dave-O. And Steve-O.
Enzo.
Sneezo. Sneezo.
There are...
Sinizo.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Donald Schaefer's right. It's America. Speak the language.
Well, if you're going to be working at a place where you're dealing with customer service, I mean, that's what you have to do. That should be part of the equation. You get a hot button.
God knows that there are opportunities out there. I was watching Univision this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and because sometimes I do just to see if I can follow along,
right.
and I figured out one of the commercials was for a school to learn how to speak English.
Uh-huh. Right.
Exactly. Learn how to speak English.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's a good idea.
So go there.
Go there now.
Go there now. Hurry.
William Donald Schaefer's teaching the first class.
There are consumer complaints, and then there's this guy. In Fargo, North Dakota, a man who said he was fed up with his cell phone service went into a mall and entered the Verizon Wireless store.
Oh, yeah.
He then removed his shirt, put on a pair of safety goggles, and started grabbing and hurling cell phones as hard as he could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he really just went to yell at them, but quoting 22-year-old Jason Perala,
yeah.
Then I just lost it. I just started grabbing computers and phones and throwing them. I kind of regret it, but I hope my message got across.
You betcha.
You betcha, yeah.
You betcha, Margie.
Yeah.
Hey, this is my deal here, Wade.
No one was injured, but one employee...
You betcha, yeah.
One employee did catch a phone in the shoulder. As for Jason's lesson, he was jailed on felony, criminal mischief, and misdemeanor simple assault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In sports, NASCAR driver Tony Stewart's drawing boos from the crowds that increasingly believe he's intentionally trying to run other drivers off the track.
Well, now, Buzz, I do have to comment on this to ye.
Mm-hmm.
That I watched the...
Did you watch some of the race? Did you do that?
The whole thing on Saturday night. And, yeah, every single week... Tony Stewart comes around and bumps somebody. This week it was Jeff Gordon. I'm not a big Jeff Gordon fan, but still. And all Tony Stewart ever says is the same thing. Car got loose.
Yeah.
Car got loose. Pretty incredible. Car always gets loose right when someone else is about to make a move.
Today's quote from Tony, heaven forbid we accidentally have accidents.
That's why he's my favorite NASCAR driver.
You know, mine too. I'm a Tony Stewart fan. I'm switching from Jimmy Johnson.
Because he's a cheater.
Chicago Cubs star slugger Sammy Sosa injured himself over the weekend by sneezing. He apparently threw out his back during the violent sneeze.
Achoo! Aye!
And Red Sox rookie Kevin Youkilis found himself dressed in a Hooters uniform. Hey! Part of the team's annual hazing.
This is awesome.
Sox veterans usually wait till the end of the season to dress the rookies in drag, but they were excited about this idea and couldn't wait.
Yeah, they made him get off the plane.
And finally...
You know, they did that for years, even after he was a rookie with Carl Yastrzemski.
Stop it!
For years he dressed up like a girl.
His choice.
I love you.
Finally, a man was arrested in Osaka, Japan over the weekend, spoiling the big staring contest. At high noon on Sunday, two men made eye contact to kick off a staring competition.
I'm going to stare at you.
But the contest...
the wrong time, Buzz.
It ended quickly when one of the men sprayed the other in the eyes with tear gas. Contest officials determined, that's cheating.
That thing that ends.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You telling them now? Where are we ending now? Oh, 50? Buzz, you got 5 more minutes.
Oh, well, excuse me.
What are you doing?
Let us continue. For some reason, I thought it was 55. I have more news.
No, it is. We are getting out of 55. It's only 6:50.
Yeah, no, I understand. I just misread the clock.
Oh, okay.
Not something I normally do, but today I did.
Okay, well then, what else did you have that you didn't get to?
If you've ever wondered about the truthfulness of the cell phone warning sticker on gasoline pumps, get ye to New Paltz, New York. ExxonMobil and local officials are investigating a gas station fire that was apparently ignited by a cell phone which rang. The customer answered it. Studies have shown that such a fire is unlikely, despite what the warning sticker says.
Don't...
Oh, no.
I threw my bag out.
A 21-year-old college student named Matt got minor burns after his flip phone appeared to spark a flash fire from the gasoline vapors as he filled up his 94 Isuzu Rodeo.
That's nothing to be flip about.
Quoting the fire chief, cell phones and gas pumps really don't mix. Experts say that if your cell phone rings while you're pumping gas, don't answer it.
Oh, no. Now something else to be scared about.
And speaking of playing the odds, Saturday morning in Golden, Colorado, a 40-ton beam fell from a brand-new bridge over I-70.
Oh, I saw this on the news.
The 100-foot beam crushed a moving SUV below, killing all 3 people inside. The sheriff says he does not think anyone pushed the beam, but quoting the construction company... we can't figure out why on earth it fell.
Get to know Charlie. Get to know Charlie.
I'm sure.
Get to know Charlie.
So sorry.
A carnival ride operator was arrested in Manchester, Connecticut over the weekend for operating the ride while drunk. That became an issue.
Yeah, I bet that doesn't happen very often.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way.
No! Wow!
The employee's drinking became an issue after a 3-year-old fell off the ride and landed on the pavement. He wasn't hurt badly. Police say the 34-year-old drunken carny was uncooperative, so he got a charge of interfering with police, along with the...
Carnival driver's up there, busted his ass, gets his knee blown up.
Kid gets thrown off the ride, knocks his head open.
Not badly, hopefully.
She get their asses thrown right out of the park. They're sick.
Sick in the head.
He's also
George Michael.
Wasn't him.
He's also charged with endangering a child, of course. And as you mentioned earlier, Don, a suitcase containing human remains has washed up on Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, you got this story? This is a great story.
Third time this month this has happened.
Now, listen to this. A suitcase. Someone goes down to Virginia Beach down by Hampton Roads in Norfolk. Mm-hmm. They go on the beach, and this is the third time now. Mm-hmm. A suitcase floats up. So you go, it's a suitcase. What could it be? You open it up. All kinds of organs and hands and legs.
Oh, my God.
Third time.
Police believe the luggage may be part of a set. And the same may be true of the victim.
You're funny.
The remains have not yet been identified, but they are checking the rosters of cruise ships. Because that's what they suspect now.
Oh, my God. Like somebody got chopped up on a cruise ship?
Be ashamed if something like that happened.
Oh, no.
They have the big beta breakers.
Welcome to the dark side. So you give Buzz an extra 5 minutes. This is what, he thought he was done.
Like bonus time.
Crawling into his soul a little bit.
A crazy new sex fad from Europe has invaded the U.S. Toothing, short for Bluetoothing, refers to a wireless technology that allows people with cell phones, PDAs, and laptops to communicate with each other in public places, airports, trains, that kind of thing. Strangers within 30 feet of each other can and do solicit for quick, anonymous sex this way. They meet in a restroom or something.
Didn't you just get your wireless hooked up?
Europeans.
Your Wi-Fi, didn't you?
Just in time.
Just this weekend?
Europeans have been doing this for years, apparently. A Bluetooth company executive is not bothered by this, quoting him, "I celebrate clever uses of technology."
Make sure you floss, though.
I've got mine right now. I think there's someone I want to get it on with.
No. Oh.
No, come on. I really want to get it on with you. Are you homosexual?
I made the rounds of my charge accounts.
You going to Bluetooth him?
Not with me.
Maybe he'll Bluetooth me.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, there you go, Buzz. No! See, that was an extra 5 minutes.
A bonus package.
That was a good 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't you Bluetooth anybody tonight.
All right.
Only because I asked.
Only
because I asked. We'll see. Tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Yeah, you see, you got to look inside Buzz, inside the soul of Buzz on the last 5 minutes there.
Yeah, he's carrying around some different luggage lately.
Welcome inside.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right.
Does this look blue or brown?
I don't know. Open wide. Open wide. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Identify your luggage, please.
And keep eating.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.